Salado. This is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Shifting winds.
This is a mandatory evacuation. You need to leave now.
New California fire threat.
The fire is now within a mile of Lake Tahoe itself.
Tony Blair steps down.
And that is that. The end.
A new cell phone that works without a cell tower.
You're making your calls via the Internet.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, it's gone from bad to worse. Hopes of further containing a wildfire near Lake Tahoe went up in embers as winds drove the blaze across a fire line. And the danger's not over, says Incident Commander Rich Hawkins.
We need to be on our toes for the next 4 days. We're expecting wind gusts to 40 miles per hour.
While choppers helped hotshots on the ground battle the fire, the shift in direction drove more people out of their homes, says Sheriff's Deputy Phil Chovanec.
We evacuated approximately 200 to 250 homes, and we displaced approximately 2,000 people.
And for those who first fled the Angora fire Sunday, like Andrea Hernandez, going back home meant confronting a house that's been reduced to ash.
I just don't believe that this would happen to you. You're always on the other side. You know, you see it happen to other people.
Some 200 homes have been destroyed. Here's CBS's Stephen Kaufman on the scene.
What's so strange about fire is how selective it is sometimes. In front of me is an entire burned-out neighborhood, probably several dozen homes. The only thing left are chimneys. And then you look beyond this particular neighborhood here, this block, this square block, and all the homes around it are untouched.
Well, more rain is in the forecast, adding to the danger and misery faced by people in sections of Texas and Oklahoma. A Garland, Texas teenager drowned when he was swept away by a flooded creek. Some of the people driven from their homes by rising water sought shelter at the Granbury First United Church.
These people, I'm guessing, probably don't even have insurance, and they've lost everything.
Liz Kindley is church administrator.
Cars were floating down the street. There's debris coming out of the houses. Mobile homes have been taken off their foundation.
In Oklahoma City, the rain that fell yesterday pushed the city's total so far this year to about 10 inches above normal. An immigration reform compromise measure has new life, but as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports from Capitol Hill, there are many potential stumbling blocks on the road to a final vote.
The Senate is starting to work its way through a series of amendments, many of which could easily unravel the complicated bill. Republicans want to make it harder for illegal immigrants to gain legal status. Democrats want to help family members of legal immigrants come to the U.S. Business wants to ease up on rules to check employees' legal status. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid knows it could all unravel, but hopes it doesn't.
We can't leave the system as it is now. Gee whiz. The present system is not working.
Though the bill survived a procedural vote yesterday, all involved agree the next tests will be harder. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's the official changing of the guard in British politics. Live to CBS's Larry Miller in London, where Tony Blair is spending his final minutes as Prime Minister.
For the last time, Tony Blair took questions in Parliament from fellow lawmakers.
And now to my engagements. This morning I had meetings of ministerial colleagues and others. In addition to my duties in the House, I will have no such further meetings today.
Within the next hour, Blair goes to Buckingham Palace to formally advise the Queen he's resigning a decade after he took the job. From there to Northern England, where he's expected to tell his constituents he's also quitting as their Member of Parliament.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. Tony Blair has a new job already. He'll be a special envoy for the Quartet. That's the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, together working for a stable Palestinian state in the future. Blair likely to coordinate support for President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah faction, while sending perhaps only food and medicine to the Gaza Strip controlled by the relatively radical Hamas group.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. President Bush clearly played a big role in Tony Blair's expected new Middle East role. Now the president will forge a new partnership with incoming Prime Minister Brown. He's expected to place a congratulatory call today. Brown is viewed as pro-American, but some British analysts say he probably won't be as close to the president as Tony Blair has been. Brown's already indicated he plans his own Iraq policy review. He recently said the situation's at a new stage, Nick.
And the time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The chairman of the Colorado Republican Party says Republicans themselves brought on the whipping the GOP suffered in last fall's elections. Speaking at the Montana Republican Party convention last night, Dick Wadham said Republicans didn't deserve to win in 06. He says they forfeited their claim to fiscal responsibility, mishandled the ethical lapses of members of Congress, and poorly handled the aftermath of the Iraq War. Life is getting back to normal at the YMCA camp near Granby now that firefighters have fully contained that 50-acre wildfire. Cause still isn't known, but the sheriff says there has not been any lightning in the area for quite a while. And finally, it turns out if it weren't for the hot rocks below the Earth's crust, Mile High Denver would be 700 feet below sea level. In fact, newly published research from the University of Utah says without those hot rocks, most of the United States would disappear, except for some major western mountain ranges. Turns out the heat inside the planet accounts for half the reason land rises above sea level or higher to form mountains. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, John, I'm Todd Parker, stepping in for Gina's first report. Pretty good drive as you're making your way around Denver. No surprises. Westbound 76 wide open as you're making your way in from Brighton. Same deal for southbounders on I-25 across downtown. And it's a 10-minute drive on 225 between I-70 and I-25 through Aurora. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 31, only about a 30% chance. And yes, it did. Didn't it rain yesterday? It rained a little bit. Guess what? Guess what? I told you this is what happened yesterday. I was at the car wash. The Finish Line car wash on Colorado. And boom! Rain. And I told the guy there. The guy that manages it. I said, well, listen, and it's a great car wash, by the way, but I said, listen, I'm here to prove a point. He said, what point is that? That we can do a good job? I said, no, I already understand that. I'm here to prove the point that if I decide and if I elect to get my car washed, it's going to rain. And I turned out to be right. Every morning we start out this program and there's always bad news out there. You want some good news this morning? How many of you are up for good news? Because I got tons of it. All right, this is from CNN. And these all concern polls, too, by the way. Which, I've told you, I had this discussion with this guy, Ben, from Colorado Springs. Actually, he's from Lake Forest. And he said, that's what you liberals do. Is you always rely on these polls. Well, I don't know of any other way to gauge the public's feelings. And you can make a case that a lot of the outcome of these polls, it depends on how the questions are asked. But check this out. If all of the polls, if successive polls come back and they all have the same information, that's got to tell you something. Now, those of you that are getting up this morning at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6, and you're in the business world, does your company spend money on polls? If you're a retail seller, if you're somebody who markets to the public, you spend a lot of money on that. It's called research, and everybody does it. So I can never figure out that answer about, well, polls don't count. All right, so let me get into the meat of this. Public support for the war in Iraq has fallen to a new low. Not only that, but Republican support is beginning to waver. President Bush's troop buildup, or surge, meant to quell the sectarian violence, is now in place. The final surge was just completed in the last 10 days, according to Senate Minority Whip Trent Lott. What happens now? Come September, we'll have to see how they're doing, and we'll have to make an assessment, Lott said. But the public is already making an assessment, and it's not a good one. In the latest CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll released on Tuesday, 69% of those polled believe things are going badly in Iraq. 17% think the situation is improving. 30% of Americans polled said they favor the war. That's the lowest level of support on record. Two-thirds are opposed. Anti-war sentiment among Republican poll respondents has suddenly increased, with 38% of the Republicans now saying they oppose the war. Moreover, 63% of Americans are ready to withdraw at least some troops from Iraq. 42% of Republicans agree. 54% of Americans do not believe the U.S. action in Iraq was morally justified. Now, here's what we're led to believe by conventional wisdom. Here's what we're led to believe by the media, basically all of the media. And that is, and I know you feel this in your hearts, because you're bombarded with this all the time. I mean, call here at 303-713-7600 and tell me I'm wrong about this. But the phraseology and the language that's used by those on the irrational extreme right are, we're all radical, we're all left-wing wackos, and we're not in the mainstream. Well, poll after poll indicates that we are in the mainstream. That more and more people are beginning to see things our way. Now, that's not the first bit of good news I have for you. Here's some more good news. How many times in this show have we talked about young people? A lot. And why? Why do we talk about young people so much? Well, we talk about young people because a lot of you out there are parents. And even if you're an empty nester and you're not a parent, you know that a lot of what's going to happen in this country rests on the shoulders of the young. All right, where are young people in this country? Where do they stand? Despite the fact that, yes, there's an overwhelming media problem, not only getting information out, but also slant of information. And we have a tendency to feel like, at times, that we're by ourselves. How many of you called up here and said to me, oh, thank God you're on the air? Not me personally. I'm talking about the radio station. Because now I don't feel so all alone. Well, here's a poll that was taken by the New York Times and CBS News and MTV. Young Americans are more likely than the general public to favor a government-run universal health care insurance system, an open-door policy on immigration, and the legalization of gay marriage, according to a New York Times CBS News MTV poll. The poll also found that they are more likely to say that the war in Iraq is headed to a successful conclusion. In a snapshot of a group whose energy and idealism has always been as alluring to politicians as its scattered focus and shifting interests have been frustrating, the poll found that substantially more Americans between the ages of 17 and 29, more than 4 years ago, are paying attention to the presidential race, but they appear to be really familiar with two of the candidates, Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton, both Democrats. They have continued a long-term drift away from the Republican Party, and although they are just as worried as the general population about the outlook for the country and think their generation is likely to be worse off than their parents, they retain a belief that their votes can make a difference. This is according to the poll. More than half Americans between the ages of 17 and 29 years old, that's 54%, say they intend to vote for a Democrat for president in 2008. They share with the public a large negative view of President Bush, who has a 28% approval rating with this group, and the Republican Party. They hold a markedly more positive view of Democrats than they do of Republicans. Among this group, Mr. Bush's job approval rating after the attacks of September 11, 2001, was more than 8 in 10. Over the course of the next 3 years, it drifted downward, leading into the presidential election of 2004, when 4 out of 10 members of Young Americans said they approved of how Mr. Bush was handling his job. At the time, when Democrats have made gains after years in which Republicans have dominated Washington, Young Americans appear to lean more, slightly more to the left than the general population. 28% describe themselves as liberal, compared with 20% of the nation at large. And 27% called themselves conservative, compared with 32% of the general public. 44% said they believe that same-sex couples should be permitted to get married. Ooh, big, big blow to Brother James Dobson, compared with 28% of the public at large. They are more likely than their elders to support the legalization of possession of small amounts of marijuana. So there's another example of how the country is shifting. And last but not least, there's this poll. A majority of Americans believe that gays and lesbians could not change their sexual orientation even if they wanted to, according to results of a CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll released on Wednesday. It's the first time in a CNN poll that the majority has held this belief regarding homosexuality. Doesn't bode well, does it, for my esteemed colleagues down the hallway here. Now, why none of this translates out to bigger success for progressive radio and bigger success for not only AM 760, but also progressive stations across the country, I have no idea. Well, I have an idea, but I'm being quiet about it. But one thing's for sure. When you hear this stuff on the news, and particularly on these talking head shows, and Chris Matthews is famous for this, among others, of dragging this stuff out about how the country is this and the country is that, well, where's their proof? Because they don't have any. And I would say that the country is shifting. And I would say that who's going to suffer from this? I'll tell you who's going to suffer from this. The GOP is going to suffer from it. And also, right-wing talk radio is going to suffer from it. Because right-wing talk radio used to be an institution that wasn't so right-wing. I mean, you had some right-wingers. You had a few liberals. You had everybody mixed together. It was a smorgasbord. It was KBCO compared to, I don't know, name a station in town that has a really tight playlist. Now it's all one way. There are no dissenters. And at some point, they're going to reap there what they sow. So it's coming. And I'm not pretending that I have all the answers here, because I don't. But one thing's for sure, check it out. It's going to reflect at the ballot box. All right, I have this really amazing cut to play of Ann Coulter and Elizabeth Edwards, if you haven't heard this. Now, I like Barack Obama, but I have to tell you something. Elizabeth and John Edwards, in my opinion, are coming on strong. Oh, we had this guy who wanted to say why they don't translate into more liberal radio stations. What was he going to take a slam at the... he just had to run. He couldn't hang on. Okay. 303-713-7600 if you want to comment on any of these polls. If not, let me play this Ann Coulter, Elizabeth Edwards cut. And this is on the Chris Matthews show. And this cut is very revealing, and we'll do it coming up. 622, 22 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's traffic with Gina.
Got the latest, special agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast, free quote at Esurance.com.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
59985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now. 800-595-9985.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yep, get those lawyers, guns, and money. Let me send that out to some friends. Let me send that out to Scott Henderson and Mike Turner. And also let me send it out to Judge Andre. 26 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 81. Okay, so I gave you this poll information, which is positive information. Now, why it doesn't translate out to progressive talk stations doing better, I don't have any idea. But let's stick with the media here for a second, and let me jump. I got to play this for you. I don't know of any other time to put this in, although I'm going to be tempted to play it a couple of times today. Right now, the frontrunners in Democratic politics for the presidency of the United States is Hillary Clinton, then Barack Obama, and then John Edwards is in there, I believe. But Mary is a really big Edwards fan. And the smears all go on about Edwards. Well, the $400 haircut and all of that. Yeah, meanwhile, if I had a member of my party that was conducting my... And I know I'm doing pure politics here in this first hour, but if I had a member of my party that was conducting himself as Dick Cheney has conducting himself, like now, he's not part of the executive branch. However, what he fails to tell you is that when people wanted information about his meeting, remember the energy meeting? She didn't want to give out the information? Does that ring a bell? His argument then was that he was part of the executive branch. Oh, okay, Dickster. Excuse me, Dick. Which one is it? You are Dick or you're not Dick? Are you a part? Are you a member or are you not? Anyway, listen to this. Here's Elizabeth Edwards calls up Ann Coulter, who's on Hardball, and Elizabeth Edwards, I think, and maybe you're going to disagree with me, but I really believe that she's the real deal, and she really gets the better of Ann Coulter. Now, do we want to play the original comments? Okay, these are the original comments that spurred Elizabeth Edwards' call.
So I've learned my lesson. If I'm going to say anything about John Edwards in the future, I'll just wish he had been killed in a terrorist assassination plot.
Now, can you imagine if I got on AM 760 and I said, well, you know, I wish so-and-so, and fill in any right-wing talking head, pundit, politician you want, I wish they would get killed in an assassination plot. What do you think would happen to me? Yeah. I'd be working at Rockies as a lot tech. Okay? Which maybe I ought to be doing anyway. Now, here's Ann Coulter on Hardball, and Elizabeth Edwards says, you know something? I've had enough of this. She calls in. Listen to this.
You know who's on the line? Somebody to respond to what you said about Edwards yesterday morning. Elizabeth Edwards. She wanted to call in today. We said she could. Elizabeth Edwards, go on the line. You're on the line with Ann Coulter.
Hello, Chris.
You want to say something directly to the person who's with me?
I was calling, you know, in the South when we, when someone does something that displeases us, we want to ask them politely to stop doing it. I'd like to ask Ann Coulter, too, if she wants to debate on issues, on positions. We certainly disagree with nearly everything she said on your show today. But it's quite another matter to for these personal attacks. The things that she has said over the years, not just about John, but about other candidates, lowers our political dialogue precisely at the time that we need to raise it. So I want to use the opportunity, which I don't get much because Ann and I don't hang out with the same people, to ask her politely to stop the personal attacks.
Okay, so I made a joke, 6 months ago, and as you point out, they've been raising money off of it for 6 months since
then. This is yesterday morning, what you said about him.
I didn't say anything about him, actually, either time.
But you know that's not true. And what's more, this has been going on for some time.
And I don't mind you trying to raise money. I mean, it's better than giving $50,000 speeches to the poor just to use my name on the web pages. But as for a debate with me, yeah, sure.
We'll have a debate to stop personal attacks.
How about you stop raising money on your web page?
You don't have to, because
I don't mind.
It did not start with that. You had a column a number of years ago.
Wait, okay.
Where you
the wife of a presidential candidate is calling in asking me to stop speaking.
Let her finish the
You're
point.
Asking me to
you,
stop speaking.
You
stop writing your columns. Stop
you
writing your book.
Okay. Years ago,
Ann, please.
Which
made fun of the moment of Charlie Dean's death and suggested that my husband had a bumper sticker on the back of his car that said, "Ask me about my dead son."
This is not legitimate political dialogue.
It debases political dialogue. It drives people away from the process. We can't have a debate about issue if you're using this kind of language.
Yeah, why isn't John Edwards making this call?
Well, do you want to respond? We'll end this conversation.
I haven't talked to John about this call. I'm making this call as a mother. I'm the mother of that boy who died. My children participate. These young people behind you are the age of my children. You're asking them to participate in a dialogue that's based on hatefulness and ugliness instead of on the issues. And I don't think that's serving them or this country very well.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth Edwards. So you have all the time to respond.
I think we heard all we need to hear. The wife of a presidential candidate is asking me to stop speaking. No.
No, she said you should stop being so negative to people individually.
Right, as opposed to bankrupting doctors by giving a shyster Las Vegas routine in front of juries based on science. Wait, you said I'd have as long as I would
go ahead, instantly interrupt me.
as I was saying, doing these psychic routines in front of illiterate juries to bankrupt doctors who now can't deliver babies and to charge a poverty group $50,000 for a speech. Don't talk to me about how to use language.
Elizabeth?
Language of hate, and I'm going to ask you again to politely stop using personal attacks as part of your dialogue.
Okay, I'll stop writing books.
Why do you
if
talk
you
about
If you can't write them without them, then that's fine.
Why do you talk about all right,
we could, we could stop here. Now, you can notice the similarity between what Ann Coulter just did and also what a lot of these irrational right-wing, authoritarian right-wing callers do, not only on their own radio stations, but also when they call here. They attempt to do the same thing. Edwards makes, Ann Coulter tries to make the point about John Edwards, about slimy lawyer and blah, 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 and personal injury cases. Now, Chris Matthews, if Chris Matthews had any huevos, which he doesn't, if he had a brain of a mature thinking adult, which he doesn't, he would have said to Ann, "How do you know, Ann? Have you ever been in court with John Edwards? Have you looked at the transcripts of any of the trials that John Edwards was involved in?" No, but you see, if you say that, there are a lot of people out there, here's what they're going to say. Yeah, he's a lawyer. Yeah, Okay. He charged for a speech. It wasn't in front of a poverty group. It was in front of a group of students. Okay, Ann, is that wrong? Then why does Rudolph Giuliani charge twice as much? He's out there doing the same thing, yet you don't have anything to say about him. See, these folks don't want to debate on ideas. What they want to do is they want to engage in over-the-top attacks. And they make these statements, and then they can't defend them, and they can't defend them with facts, because they don't have any facts. And I think that that clip's very revealing about Ann Coulter. It's also very revealing about others who have her same political views. And some of those people work in this building. And they do it time and time again. 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Anybody want to comment on that round with Elizabeth Edwards and Ann Coulter? 303-713-7600. I'm beginning to believe that the Edwardses are the real deal. And I'm very frustrated and very disgusted with a lot of the Democratic Party, to the point where I'm still thinking about changing my affiliation to independent. But if I don't do that, I got a real feeling that when I go to the caucus, it's going to be for Edwards. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour, here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, nothing out of the ordinary except that it's bike to work day, so our car traffic may actually be a bit lighter. You want to look out for the bicyclists and the breakfast stations that are located around the metro area. And in Boulder, we have the usual buildup on the north side of town along southbound 25, either side of I-70, and on eastbound 270 between I-76 and York. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy with scattered showers, looking for a high of 82. Tonight we'll get more of the same, low of 57, and currently it's overcast and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. Next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find cards for travel, dining, shopping, and more, all in one easy stop, only at King Soopers. Right store, right price.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
This is Anatoly and Lena Diufa, the founders of Dazbog Coffee, inviting you to enjoy Dazbog experience.
Dazbog is becoming the epicenter of a cultural coffee revolution. We are not reinventing coffee. We are letting people experience coffee the way it is supposed to be. Freshly roasted, prepared to perfection. It is a touch, a smell, a feeling. We call it the Dazbog moment. The moment you are completely satisfied.
So join the Russian party and experience our passion for Dazbog Coffee.
36-month leases. Tundra number 7X00. $2,500 due. Forerunner number 7809. $4,800 due. Zero security on approval.
Last weekend, at the Go Used Car Super Sale, we sold hundreds of cars and trucks. Now, Go Toyota needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So let's swap cars. Go swap your old car or truck for a new Toyota, like a 2007 Forerunner 4x4 or a 2007 Tundra 4x4 with a V8 engine. Your choice, just $299. A month. Go swap and receive the highest trade-in value. Go swap and we'll meet or beat any advertised price. Go swap your old car and truck for a new Toyota. And with our new Go Smart Choice, you'll even see your trade-in value up front. Forerunners, Tundras, your choice, just $299 a month. Only at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe Road. Or call 303-GO-CARS-GO or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
So I've learned my lesson. If I'm going to say anything about John Edwards in the future, I'll just wish he had been killed in a terrorist assassination plot.
What would happen if I got on and said that about somebody? Well, I'd be in deep trouble. 6:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms today, high of 81. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600, your reaction to Ann Coulter. As I pointed out in the soundbite, I mean, she makes statements about John Edwards that she can't back up. And Chris Matthews, if Chris Matthews had any kind of control, right, left, or in the middle, doesn't make any difference who does it, he should have said, well, how do you know this? But he let it go. Let's go to CJ in Broomfield. CJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I'm sorry I don't have much time.
Well, that's okay.
But I had a humorous thought about what she said. You notice that when Elizabeth Edwards asked her to stop with the negative hate talk, she said, well, then you're asking me to stop talking? Well, to me, that says the only thing she can say is negative hate talk.
Well, that's the straw man either-or argument that she gets into. The administration does it. A lot of people do it, which is to say, oh, so I got to, like, stop doing, so I have to, like, stop writing? That's not what Elizabeth Edwards was asking her to do. She was simply asking her to elevate the dialogue, not stop writing, but cast that as an either-or situation, because that's the false argument that people put up. You heard the same false argument, the exact same false argument revolving around the NSA and the wiretapping. Either we got to do it either it has to be done our way or it can't be done at all, which is not the truth because there was a third way, and that third way was written into law.
Yeah, go through
FISA court.
You're right.
So that's the same argument.
But I heard it as the only thing she can do is this negative kind of talk. And that's how I hear her. So, yeah, shut up. That's what I want to say. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Well, I think she should be able to speak up, and I think she should be able to have her point of view. But I think that what Elizabeth Edwards is saying is pretty valid, that that you can make a case that she, because she is in the public eye, that she's got a larger responsibility to the community in general, and that we have serious problems, and that there are problems we can fix, and there's nothing wrong with many ways to do that. But how about trying to elevate the conversation a little bit?
Exactly.
All right, CJ, thanks.
Thank you, Jay.
You bet.
Have a good day.
Okay. And I like to fight with callers, and I wish we could fight more. And I go back to the days of combat talk radio, get off you brainstem and stuff like that, and people always come up to me and go, oh, I loved you when you did that. Why don't you do that again? And there's a certain satisfaction in going, get off, you moron. But it doesn't elevate the conversation, does it? Doesn't solve anything, does it? Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I think you know from talking to me before that I defend anybody's right to pretty much say anything as long as it's not going to cause immediate harm to somebody. I think Ann Coulter has the right to say it, even though she's a moron half the time. Sometimes she has legitimate things that she says, but she's basically a bomb thrower from the right. The left has them. You know, but I defend their right to do the same thing.
Who on the left would fit in that category?
I don't know.
Randy Rhodes would be one name, but who else?
There's a lady, I listen to her on the way home from work sometimes. She's on around 8:30, 9 o'clock on 760. I don't know what her name is, but I've heard her say some pretty outrageous things.
Well, you're talking about Rachel Maddow?
Maybe. I don't know what her name is.
I think she's so calm. I hate to say this publicly, but I think she's so calm that at times I think she's boring.
Well, I've heard her say some things.
But you know, if two is all you can come up with, don't force me to list people on the right because we'll be here for 2 hours.
No, I'm not saying that. People on both sides of the aisle, you sick, Jay. I'm sick of both parties. I was going to tell you, when you go down to sign up to be an independent, you let me know and I'll be right there with you because I'm sick of them. They're shoving stuff down our throats that nobody wants anything to do with because they feel that's the way our country needs to go, even though the populace doesn't.
Well, you know what?
I'm sick of both parties,
except there are like 3 polls out now that indicate that that's not necessarily true.
On which topic?
About the public and their feelings. Let me give you some examples. I read them in the beginning of the show. I'll read you some of them again. There is a New York Times, CBS News, MTV poll out that indicates that young Americans are more likely than the general public to favor government-run universal health care insurance system, and an open-door policy on immigration, and the legalization of gay marriage. When it comes to presidential candidates, they are familiar with only 2 of the candidates, Senator Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They have continued a long-term drift away from the Republican Party. Most of the poll respondents indicate that in the next election, they will vote Democratic. Now, here's another poll just out today. GOP support for Iraq war beginning to waver. Public support for the war in Iraq has fallen to a new low. Not only that, but Republican support is beginning to waver. President Bush's troop buildup or surge meant to quell the sectarian violence is now in place. The final surge was just completed in the last 10 days. But the public is already making an assessment, and it's not good. In the latest CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll released Tuesday, 69% of those polled believe things are going badly in Iraq. Moreover, 63% of Americans are ready to withdraw. 42% of Republicans agree. And 54% of Americans now believe that U.S. action in Iraq is not morally justified. Okay, that flies. Those 3 polls that I just... Oh, and there's one last one. Let me give you this one, too. A majority of Americans believe that gays and lesbians could not change their sexual orientation even if they wanted to, according to results of a CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll released on Wednesday. So what does that tell you? What it tells you is that the Tom Tancredos, that the George W. Bushes, that the Rush Limbaughs, that the Michael Savages, and that all the rest of them, the Sean Hannitys, guess what? They're out of the mainstream. The mainstream's going the other way.
Well, the reason I would disagree with, well, first of all, the polls that you just quoted me, you know as well as I do that you can make a poll come out any way you want, depending on the way you word it.
Oh, see, I've heard that argument so many damn times.
But it's not a fact.
Because the problem with this is, Mark, and you know, Mark, I'm going to tell you something, man. You call in here morning after morning after morning.
Because you get mad at me.
Well, I'm not mad at you. I feel sorry for you. And the reason I feel sorry for you is because here's the thing. If you can present counter-information, if you can present polls or facts that indicate otherwise,
then
you should do it. But you're not doing it in this occasion. What you're doing is you're using the lame excuse that I always hear that, well, you can make a poll come out any way you want, and polls don't really matter. Well, you know what? If they don't matter, and if all of that is true, then why is it that every organization in this country, both political, okay, and that's both sides, Democrats and Republicans. One of the biggest Republicans pollsters in the world is Frank Luntz. Also, consumer organizations, also people who sell products such as automobiles, radio, anything you can name, they conduct polls and they do research. If these things don't mean anything, why is all this money spent? In other words, let me quote you back again. You can make a poll come out any way you want. Okay.
Depending on how you word questions.
All right.
Yes.
Have you seen the questions?
No, I said I would like to.
Do you know the sample size of the poll?
Obviously not. You're the one that's looking at it.
Okay. Well, here's my point. If I got on the air and said that the poll shows overwhelming support for the conservative agenda, you'd welcome it and use it. But since it flies in the face of what you believe, you therefore use the lame argument that's used all the time about how, oh, polls don't matter, and you can make them sound anyway. But you don't have any idea about the mechanics of the poll. You don't have any idea about how it was conducted. So
that's
once again, I've caught you for the umpteenth millionth time on this show. Okay? You haven't done your homework. You can't even tell me who conducted the polls, unless I told you.
I'm the one that's looking at the polls. You brought them up.
Guess what? Mark, do you have internet?
Not in my car when I'm driving to school.
Mark, did you get up this morning?
Yeah, and came to school.
Yeah, did you look at anything? You know what? If there's any callers out there who recognize your voice, they realize you engage in the same pattern every single time. You don't have your facts, and you make accusations, and every single time you get nailed. Have a good day at school. It's true. 6:50, 50 minutes away from the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Facts don't matter. Polls don't matter. Nothing matters. I believe the way I believe, and by God, that's got to be right. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Joe. We do have a two-vehicle crash on McCaslin right at Highway 36, so watch out for some minor delays through there. Southbound 225 getting a little heavier now between Colfax and Mississippi. We have the usual stack on the north side of town on southbound I-25, 104th to 84th, and, of course, getting into downtown. Weather outlook today. Expect partly cloudy skies with scattered showers throughout the day and a high of 82. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival. It's an adventure to the past. Enjoy the fantasy, knights in shining armor, magicians, minstrels, and comedy. Fine arts and crafts and food fit for a king. Eat, drink, and be merry. The Colorado Renaissance Festival, open weekends through July 29th.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. And by the way, Mark, if you're still listening in your car on the way to school, here's a little PS for you. When the polls show that right after 9/11, George Bush had overwhelming support of the American public, and the American public were united behind George W. Bush, and polls showed that. How come we didn't hear that argument about polls? How come nobody made that argument? Oops, slight oversight. Well, look, if you're going to go out and shop for a car, don't make this oversight. Don't ignore Rocky's Autos. Why? Because it means your pocketbook, because it means your wallet, because it means your bank account. Rockies has the largest selection of clean late model used vehicles in all of Colorado. We're talking cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs, even 07s out there. You'll find everything on the list, plus a whole lot more, over 650 vehicles. How do they help you out? They help you out a couple of ways. One, matching down incentive. It stretches your wallet. And, man, we can all use that in this day and age. Plus, they've got people out there who are thrilled to help you out. When's the last time you went somewhere and somebody was actually thrilled to help you out? That doesn't happen very often, does it? And you go to Rockies, they are. Guys like Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Ziggy in the Tower of Power and all of the gang out there. I mean, it's too many to name. Over 100 people out there who work very, very hard. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday until 9. If you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you, and you'll be fine, because that's what they're all about. And why do they do this? Well, they do it because they're in it for the long term, and they know that if you're treated right, you'll go tell 5 other people that you get treated right. Rocky's Autos, they're the folks. Mary and I have bought there. Our friends have bought there. Our family has bought there, and you ought to give them a look, too. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you.
But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction. And it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
Stop in now and save up to 30% on your next decorating project at Sherwin-Williams. Hurry, sale ends July 2nd. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams. Some exclusions apply.
Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Wellness Spa on 5th Ave, and Judah Freed, author and empowerment coach. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Mood like so much for cream today. We got to do like a lot of cream. 6:55, 55 minutes past the hour. Chance of a thunderstorm's high today 81, AM 760 for the rest of talk. I want to motor my fat butt all the way down to Borders or Barnes & Noble or Twist & Shout and buy all the cream I can get my hands on and just play cream until I fall over and collapse. All right, we're talking about Elizabeth Edwards. And we're also talking about Ann Coulter. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Oh, shoot, just dropped it. Sorry about that. I'm walking around with my cell phone.
No, that's all right.
Anyway, I just wanted to say I blame Chris Matthews for giving her the opportunity and the platform in which to speak. I think we all know what Ann Coulter is. I think, you know, we understand that she's vulgar. And I think she's unacceptable. Now, she's entitled to her opinion. I just don't think she's entitled to her opinion on a national TV show. I just think they're giving her too much credibility. That's what I think.
Well, you're right. She's like a professional wrestler, and she's not really credible. But
exactly
those folks though. But there's so many people like her that are out there that get so much attention. And it's like, when are the American people gonna demand something better?
Well, people don't know any better. They accept it at face value. She spouts off things and makes statements that have no factual basis, and people accept it. And people are generally lazy, so they're not going to go out like you or me and say, look, I've looked up the facts. What she said is wrong. I've proven her and disproven her. I'm sorry here. I got a truck next to me, but I've disproven what she said. So therefore, I don't believe her, and I think she's not a credible source and never has been. People are generally, well, and I say lazy. Hell, everybody's just struggling to survive.
Yeah, they're too busy. You're right. They're too busy. They're out there trying to get by in life.
Yeah. I mean, who's got time to sit there and focus on Ann Coulter all the time? And you know, fortunately, I have my own business, so I can listen to the radio while I'm driving and get to the job and listen to you there. A lot of people don't have that opportunity.
Well, nobody has that time except junkies, political and news junkies like you and I. Thanks,
I
Jeff.
Thanks. Take it easy.
All right, man. We'll talk to you. We're going to get into this whole high school yearbook gay kiss story coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homophobia running wild in America.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There's great news about LASIK in Denver. Results from our clinical study on FDA-approved blade-free technology confirm that our new method of LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK and offers patients superior results. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new, safer, blade-free procedure with renowned surgeon Lawrence Spivak,
SpeeVac 2020 LASIK is offering a $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. So if you've been waiting for the right time to have LASIK, your wait is over. And with our $1,000 summer savings, LASIK at SpeeVac 2020 LASIK has never been more affordable. With unsurpassed safety and precision and our $1,000 savings, isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at SpeeVac 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C-2020 and let us show you a better way to see. That's 303-C-2020 or visit us online at SpeeVac.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Stephen Kaufman in South Lake Tahoe, where the sound of choppers crossing the sky to fight fires becoming a common sound. 40-mile-per-hour winds are expected during the next several days, and that could be a setback for crews trying to stop the forward motion of the Angora wildfire.
When we start getting gusts to 40 miles per hour, the firefighters are not able to stop a fire.
Fire Incident Commander Rich Hawkins says two burnout operations and high winds helped push the wildfire through 300 acres that threatened around 2,000 residents in a subdivision. All are evacuated, including Jim Beachy, who feels somewhat misled.
We've heard a few reports that it moved around behind us and then across, so I don't know. I mean, it's possible we're on an island, but who knows?
The wildfire's quick advance forced two firefighters to take shelter in their fire tents. I'm Stephen Kaufman in South Lake Tahoe. Now with more CBS News, here's Dave Barrett.
Boats and jet skis were used to rescue residents about an hour's drive southwest of Dallas, where Robinson Creek overflowed. Water was chest deep in some spots. In Garland, Texas, a 13-year-old boy died. He was washed down a creek. Around Lake Granbury, about four dozen homes were evacuated. More Texas flooding in the hill country outside of Austin. In Liberty Hill, Texas, Nelson Barrett, my dad, is making do, but just barely.
The rain gauge is full and overflowing. And the other fact is we haven't received our morning newspaper.
Hang in there. It's a weekly tradition, the Prime Minister's questions before Parliament in Britain. It's the last edition for Tony Blair, who just resigned from office.
This morning I'm meeting some ministerial colleagues and others. In addition to my duties in the House, I will have no such further meetings today or any other day.
Reporter Amy Gutman says Blair is expected to become a Mideast envoy.
Many believe that this is the perfect position for him because it is high profile. It does allow him to stay in the spotlight and to maintain his jet set lifestyle that he seems to enjoy so much, with lots of travel and lots of mingling with other world leaders.
We pick a president after 16 more months of campaigning. Are young voters going to get involved? The pitch to get them interested has gone on for years. And back in 1991, Madonna sang this.
The heart of the people is in our reach. Don't just sit there, let's get to it. Speak your mind, there's nothing to it. Vote! And if you don't vote, you're going to get a spanking.
Fast forward to this year. CBS News and the New York Times surveyed young people ages 17 to 29. 60% say they are paying attention to presidential politics. Many claim this is the most important election in their lifetime. To stay informed, MTV correspondent Sway Calloway says young voters do log on to Facebook and MySpace.
Typically, when they go to these sites, they become more enthusiastic about the social sites belonging to whatever candidate that they visit.
To young voters, the economy and the war are the top issues. Wall Street opens for business in a half hour. S&P futures down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
There's a new reason to celebrate your home. Ace Hardware is opening new stores nationwide, so we're celebrating with a national grand opening sale in your neighborhood.
Hey folks, John Madden here. Head to Ace and buy a Weber Smokey Joe Platinum Grill for $39.99 and receive a $20 rebate. Or get a great rebate offer on the purchase of 2 gallons of Ace Royal Paint and use your Ace Rewards card to earn double points at the Ace Grand Opening Sale this Friday and Saturday only. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities limited. Details available at participating stores. All rebates by mail.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. No word yet on whether a commercial balloon passenger who plummeted 700 feet to his death yesterday over Steamboat Springs committed suicide or fell accidentally. The balloon pilot says he was on the radio to a crew member when he saw 54-year-old John Lippincott of Boulder go over the side. Another tuition hike coming at the University of Colorado. The school's Board of Regents meeting today to consider that action. They blame a drop in state funding. Average increase in the Denver campus, a little over 6%, while a 10% hike is expected for students in Boulder. Proposal would cap a tuition rate increase for needy students at 5%. And the Federal Reserve says it plans to cut about 1,700 jobs, including 100 at its Denver branch, as it consolidates its check processing work. Bank says the move is needed because more folks are paying their bills online and using credit cards and debit cards rather than writing checks. Cuts are expected to start next year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We definitely have some problems for the commute now. Northbound 225 at Yosemite just had a brand new crash there. That's definitely going to bog down the ride, so watch out for it. Also have one on southbound 25 south of 104th, so conditions slower than usual along that Thornton and North Glen stretch. And again, for your ride into downtown, I-70 to Spear. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy with scattered showers and a high of 82. Currently, overcast and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it when you visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From June 28th through July 2nd, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration coatings and save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. Sale ends Monday, July 2nd. For painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Maybe we should ask that question on the air, John. What do you think? I don't think anybody want to answer it, but it is a good point. Sorry about this. I'm eating. I got caught eating during the news. Even though I am losing weight, I am eating. But very little. Only an ounce and a half. Every 3 hours. Sounds obnoxious to hear somebody eat on the air, doesn't it? Well, if you don't like it, I'll eat some more. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high of 81. 30% chance of this happening. What John was talking about is, because this is a big tabloid story today, is about this professional wrestler, Chris Benoit, who apparently he murdered his wife and his son and then committed suicide. So World Wrestling Entertainment does like a 3-hour tribute to him before they know the details of what went down. Do you think now, in hindsight, 3 hours of tribute to a murderer is a good idea? I'd hate to be the one who came up with that decision. There's also another development. Not that that's a development. That story's been going on for a while, last couple of days. Rumors now from Vice President Dick Cheney that he is going to abandon the novel argument that he is not part of the executive branch, even though when they were having those energy hearings, when they wanted to find out what he'd done in that energy task force a number of years ago, he's on camera and on record as saying that he was part of the administration. Well, now the word out of Washington is that he's abandoned that idea. And he's abandoned it because nobody in their right mind buys it. So it's on to something else. All right, 303-713-7600. We didn't have time to get into this yesterday, and now there's developments in this story. And I think it's a good one to see where you're coming from on this. This is the story of a school district censoring a gay kiss. And we had the original story yesterday about this. And basically what it was a 4.5 by 5 inch photo. At this high school that it appeared in the yearbook or was going to appear in the yearbook, and they basically lifted the story out. The school district said on Monday it regretted ordering a picture of a male student kissing his boyfriend blacked out from all copies of a high school yearbook and said it apologized to the student. Andre Jackson, the student, said he was disappointed that the superintendent had not delivered the apology face-to-face and in public. Because of that, he said he didn't accept it as sincere. I would accept an apology, a public apology, said Jackson, 18. Jackson said he learned of the apology through the media. The district issued the statement Monday saying it regretted the decision that it would issue an unrelated version of the yearbook to any student, an redacted version, I should say, of the yearbook to any student of East High School, Eastside High School, who wants one. This is in New Jersey, apparently. The decision was based in part on misinformation that Mr. Jackson was not one of our students, and our review simply focused on the suggestive nature of the photograph, the district said. Superintendent Marion A. Bolden personally apologized to Mr. Jackson and regrets any embarrassment and unwanted attention the matter has brought to him. District spokeswoman Valerie Merritt said Bolden would meet with Jackson today, but Steve Goldstein, chairman of the gay rights group Garden State Equality, said Jackson had not heard from the district by 10 p.m. on Monday. They don't have a meeting set up. It's not true, Goldstein said. The school district has contacted him. Whether they reach out to him on Tuesday remains to be seen. Jackson said his teachers, classmates, and parents all knew he was gay and that his sexual orientation was never a problem at school. I've never had to deal with this before. It's shocking and it's crazy. Previously, Bolden had described the picture, which showed Jackson kissing boyfriend David Escabelis, as illicit. If it was either heterosexual or gay, it should be blacked out. It's how they posed for the picture, Bolden told the Star-Ledger of Newark for Saturday's editions. In the 4.5 by 5 inch photo, Jackson is seen turning his head back over his right shoulder and kissing Escabelis, 19, of Allentown, Pennsylvania. It was blacked out after Russell Garris, the district assistant superintendent who oversees the city's high schools, told Bolden he was concerned that the photo could upset parents. The photo was among several that have appeared on a special personal tribute page in the yearbook. Jackson, who paid $150 for the page, noted that the yearbook is filled with pictures of heterosexual couples kissing. Newark Public Schools have 42,000 students, making it the largest district in New Jersey. Okay, question out here is, yeah, man, should they have taken this out of the yearbook? Heterosexuals and gays, but particularly gay people kissing, should that be out of a high school yearbook? Does it not belong in a high school yearbook? Or should it be in there? 303-713-7600. I'll tell you right now, why not? Why not? Sex is a part of everyday life. And once again, we get back to this whole thing about, oh my God, it's sex. Kissing is not intercourse. I mean, your child can sit home and watch the Turner Classic Movie Channel and see people kissing. So, what's the big deal here? Well, you know what the big deal is. Despite what these folks at the school district say, you know what the big deal is. What's the big deal? It's that they're gay. That's what the big deal is. They're gay. What difference does it make? Why doesn't... I've asked this a million times. I'm like a broken record. Turn the radio off if you want to, because I keep asking it. Why does anybody care? Why does anybody anybody care if somebody is gay or lesbian? What is the point? I'm so sorry that I missed Pride Fest. I was supposed to be there. But I couldn't because I had to go out of town because of family problems. And I think everybody knows what that is. But I'm sorry I missed the parade. I'm sorry I missed Pride Fest. If I'm here next year, I'm going to go for sure. I've sat and thought about this. Thought about it. Why does anybody care? Religious grounds, Jay, you'll tell me. It's religious grounds. Okay, fine. I have no problem with that. I don't think it's right, but I don't have any problem with it. But wait a minute. That should be within the walls of your home. That should be within the walls of your church, your synagogue, your mosque, or wherever you decide to worship. But why should that be public policy? Why? Why? Is it wrong to have heterosexual kids kissing in a high school yearbook? Is it wrong to have homosexual kids kissing in a high school yearbook? Now, I think about my high school yearbook. Yes, I do have a copy of my high school yearbook. I haven't looked at it in God knows how long. As a matter of fact, I can't even tell you where it is in the house. But I'm pretty sure in that book, and this was 1970, I'm pretty sure in that book, there's no kissing. But there are young women who have now become old women. There are young women in short skirts. And you're not going to tell me that us heterosexual high school graduates didn't sit around that summer and look at those pictures of the girls in the cheerleader outfits and look at the girls in the yearbook and say, ooh, boy, I'd like to sleep with her. Yeah. What about her? She was hot. Sure we did. I mean, it seems to me that some people in this society, they'd be really happy if all women had to wear burkas and sacks so we couldn't see anything. Does it seem that way? I, on the other hand, think people should walk around naked. It's 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. The high school controversy will throw down the gavel, and we'll get your opinion coming up. Gina will give us what's going on with traffic right now.
Thanks, Jay. Dealing with a couple of problems now on our highways. Had this crash southbound I-25 just south of 104th, so traffic even slower than usual along that stretch. In fact, you're going to find those delays kicking in right around 120th. Again, that's southbound I-25. Watch out for a new three-vehicle crash northbound 225 right near Yosemite. Our weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies with more of those scattered showers by this afternoon. A high of only 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, again with some showers through the evening and a low of 57. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Rockies fans, catch the action in July when the Rockies take on the Mets, Phillies, Padres, and Dodgers. Tickets to the fireworks games July 3rd and 4th are going quickly, so purchase tickets at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout, and King Superstores. Call 1-800-388-ROCK or online at coloradorockies.com.
Just Brakes.
Yes, does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88. That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. No more creditors hounding you for payment, no more late fees and rising interest rates. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. In fact, you won't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. Call to see how you can save thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. You need $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could change your life. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Don't wait another minute. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now, 800-595-9985.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's. Pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Stop in now and save up to 30% on your next decorating project at Sherwin-Williams. Hurry, sale ends July 2nd. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams. Some exclusions apply.
These people are so full of hatred and so full of bile that everybody's evil.
Honest opinion.
Any war that George Bush chooses is, of course, to liberate the people. But once we're there, those people that we love so much, they become pure evil.
And the truth from Randy Rhoads.
If I have to keep smacking down idiots like that every time I go on TV, they might as well put me on the WWF because at least it would be pay-per-view and I would get paid.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM 760.net.
I want everybody to look and act like me. Don't be gay, don't be Latino, don't be Muslim, don't be Arab. Worship my God. Have skin like white paint. Yeah, that's the message of America. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. All right, the Doors. You're listening to this song all the way through. This is dark. I think he's talking about the Chateau Marmont on Sunset Boulevard when he's talking about the bungalows. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 81. Chance of thunderstorms. How dare they show gay kids kissing in a high school yearbook? Or anybody else that doesn't look like me. Do you ever wonder if people who believe that kind of stuff, do you ever wonder if they get up in the morning and they look in the mirror while they're shaving and they say to themselves, oh, thank God all my friends look like me. Thank God they all believe like me. Thank God I'm safe. That the objectionable elements in society have not found my address yet. And they are not going to poison my kids. David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. This is David in Boulder. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. What's up?
People react to gays out of fear. This is my belief, okay? If I can convince you that only I have the pipeline to God and a book written by God, and this is how you should experience your sexuality, this is how you should experience your life, and I have the answers, and you have to come to me for the answers and for the forgiveness if you transgress what I'm telling you, then I have a very, very deep hook in your psyche, and I have an enormous amount of control, an enormous amount of power over you.
But I've asked this a million times. What the hell are they scared of?
Well, that they're going to be gay?
I think they're scared, you know, sex, I mean, go back to the, you know, the first discoveries of any kind of religious icon were 50,000 years ago. The female Madonna-type figures that the cavemen used, okay? Sexuality has always been this mysterious force and something to be feared. Women were to be feared. And if you look at the world as a fearsome place and as God is this, you know, white-haired guy that throws down thunderbolts or is going to damn you if you barely hiccup, then, you know, everything you see is the glass is going to be half empty. I mean,
doesn't that amaze you, though, that there are people out there who would look at life that way?
You know, sometimes I wake up and I think, what planet am I on versus these other people? But, Jay, I mean, it goes back to the 50s. When Elvis first appeared on Ed Sullivan, they could only shoot him from the waist up because his hip action was sexual. Remember?
Does anybody really want to return to the 50s?
Well, here's the hope, okay? And you talked about the hope in your first hour. New York Times, CBS News, MTV poll, 659 adults polled between June 15th and June 23, margin of error plus or minus 4%. What did it say? It said 54% said they intended to vote for a Democrat for president. So that means, with the margin of error, it could be as little as 50 or as much as 58%. The youth of America, the Ann Coulter and this whole fear mentality, this culture of fear, this politics of fear, they are dinosaurs. This is their last gasp. The tower that holds the Eye of Mordor is crumbling, I'm here to tell you. And you can see it Business Week. I think it's either this week or last week. Had a feature cover article on children of the web, Web 2.0. You know, MySpace, YouTube, you know, all this that's going on with the social networking. And believe me, as I read the article, it transcends the U.S. I mean, it's all over the planet.
Well, it is all over the planet. But it still gets back to this idea that there are people out there who are scared, which you brought up in the first part, of scared of gay people. What are they scared of? What?
Well, they're
going to become gay?
They're scared because they've been educated to believe, and they have this deep hook in their psyche, that God says you can't be, you know, you are an abomination in the book that God wrote.
Okay, but those same people, I've often wondered this, and we'll never get these people, you'll never get folks like that to ever admit anything, because they would never call us and never have an open and frank discussion. Do they have sexual thoughts?
Well, isn't it, I want to say Freud, but I might be mistaken, but I think several of the, you know, sort of psychoanalytic, psychology type experts have said that at certain stages in our development, there's, I think they call it polymorphous sexuality, when you're actually, you know, it's not quite focused yet, and you could actually, in your sexuality, go either way. Have you ever read that?
No, but I just wonder if these same people ever have sex. Well, of course they do, because a lot of them get caught.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, so are there people out there who really believe, and there must be, that, oh my God, if we put two young men, two guys, 18 and 19, in a high school yearbook, kissing, then others will see it and they'll become gay?
Yeah, right.
Well, it must be. Or are we operating in this arena that open displays of affection, and I wouldn't even call kissing sexuality,
but
open displays of affection towards either same sex or opposite sex is verboten?
Oh yeah, because our culture prefers open displays of violence. The picture of the kid that was on the front page of the paper pointing the gun right at you. I mean, you know, violence fits, it dovetails perfectly with the culture of fear and the politics of fear and hatred. But usually you start showing.
We really want to live, though, in a country. You want to live in a society like that?
But it's changing. That's my point in your poll that you quoted.
Well, no, I know it is, and I know it is changing, and I think it's going to change further, and I think we're coming out of this. But the fact is, it's still going on, and it just bedevils me. I mean, I just... I can't. Can you? Can you make the connection between this? Can you make the connection of somebody who would find heterosexual or homosexual couples kissing in a high school yearbook? Is kissing, does kissing equate to sex to you?
No, not at all. It's affection. It's, you know, I kiss my grandmother. I mean, you know, people kiss their dogs. I mean, if you had a picture of the valedictorian kissing her favorite pooch, would that be bestiality and has to come off the yearbook?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think there are a lot of people out there who would probably think that same thing.
But see, the whole, you're talking about a fundamental paradigm on how they look at themselves, their own sexuality, and the world. And it's like, you know, it's like you're talking orange, Jay, and I'm talking red. We're just not on the same wavelength. And so all you can do is just go, God bless them, and guess what? They're going to die. And they're going to be replaced. And they are being replaced.
Well, they are. David, thank you, man. Appreciate
the call.
Okay, take
care, bud. Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. Heather in Fort Collins. Heather, hi. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Well, here's my take on the whole thing. I think it has a historical context, part of it, that contributes to the fear surrounding this issue. And that is the fact that for so long it wasn't okay to be gay. It's still not quote-unquote okay. But they had things like the tea room trade where gay men who had families were going and having sex, illicit sex, sex with many partners, because there wasn't a paradigm for how gay couples should look. And so now, many, many years later, we have people who are having relationships that are gay but are just like heterosexual relationships. They're monogamous. They care about each other. They have, you know, hopes and dreams. They want a house. They want families just like everybody else. But I think that a lot of people are still so steeped in that gay lifestyle where these gay people are just going out and flagrantly screwing anybody they want to.
Yeah, actually, though, that's a misnomer because if you look at a study that was just released, and I know in the world of ultra-right-wing thought, polls and studies don't make any difference. Don't confuse me with the facts. But it was just released here a couple of days ago, indicates that heterosexual males admit to having somewhere, and I'm not sure who did it, so you're going to have to look up the poll, but they admit to having anywhere between 4 and 7 different sex partners.
Okay.
So it's not only, you know, that's a stereotype, straw man, false argument about gay people, because straight people are out there doing it too.
Well, I agree with you that it is a misnomer, but I think that that is where some of the fear comes from, is the idea that there's this gay lifestyle. And I've been debating this with people quite a bit lately, that there is not a gay lifestyle.
No,
they have
isn't.
A lifestyle just like everyone else.
That's right.
And why is their relationship somehow less holy or less loving or less monogamous than anyone else's? I think that's a load of, you know what?
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you exactly. And anybody who tries to make that argument to me, I always point it out to them. Oh, well, so what you're saying is that heterosexuals don't have multiple sex partners. They don't think about sex.
Heterosexuals don't?
Well, that's what I say to people who say, well, there's this gay lifestyle, and you know, gays and lesbians, they just can't control themselves. Oh, really? Oh, okay, I see. So heterosexuals can control themselves?
Not very well. Historically, that's been proven.
I mean, look at that whole Red Cross ruling about they won't take blood from gays or lesbians.
You're kidding.
No, because they have multiple partners. Well,
they don't have any more partners than anybody else.
No, that's exactly right.
You know, in today's society, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a grown person who hasn't had multiple partners by the time they've married. And honestly, as long as they're being safe, I don't really care. It's none of my business.
You know what?
I don't care.
You know what? You know, I'd like to ask this on the air. The only difference is that I wouldn't get an honest answer from everybody. But I'd love to get on the air and say, okay, you know what? If you want to honestly answer me, call me at 303-713-7600. Tell me the following things. One, what's your sexual orientation? Two, how many partners have you had throughout your lifetime? Now, we might get some people who would call in and they would say one, But do you think the majority of people would say one?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either. Heather, thanks. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great day, Jay.
Anybody want to anybody want to admit to that? No. Nobody will call up and admit to it. And what's worse with young males and young heterosexual males is you're encouraged to, quote-unquote, score. Right? So on one hand, the same people who are saying, yeah, he's quite a blanksman, are turning around and saying to gays and lesbians, we can't trust you because you sleep around too much. That's hypocritical. All right, should they not have published the picture of the two gay students kissing in the high school yearbook at Eastside High? They decided to redact it, to wipe it out. Did they make the right move, yes or no? 303-713-7600-735. Gina with traffic.
Jay, well, it's kind of turning into a messy drive. We have a new problem northbound 25 at I-70, and we have a wreck on this bike-to-work day involving a bicyclist at Colfax and Welton. That'll be downtown. You want to watch out for delays southbound 225 from Parker down to I-25. That was due to a crash on the right shoulder at Yosemite. And southbound 25 still struggling from 120th to 84th from an earlier wreck. Weather outlook today. Looks like we'll have partly cloudy skies with some scattered showers and a high of 82. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Ladies, Fantastic Sams has something to make your hair healthy and beautiful for the summer. Their texture services can add bounce, curl, wave, and volume to your hair. Their treatment services keep your hair healthy in the harsh summer. Fantastic Sams can also give you the perfect highlight for your summer hair. Visit Fantastic Sams today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Cultural revolution. We want people to take a break from the fast pace of life, taking the time to appreciate what is important. Dazbog is more than just a cup of coffee. It is a lifestyle.
So join the Russian party and experience our passion for Dazbach coffee.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. See store for details on advertised price guarantee.
Last week at the Go Used Car Super Sale, we sold hundreds of cars and trucks. Now, Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So let's swap cars. Go swap your old one for a brand new car or truck. Go swap and receive the highest value for your trade-in. Go swap and we'll meet or beat any advertised price. So let's swap cars. Right now at all 17 Go showrooms. Shop thousands of Toyotas, Jeeps, Nissans, Fords, Hondas, Dodges, and more. You'll even see your trade-in value up front with a new Go Smart Choice. Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So what are you waiting for? Let's swap cars and receive the highest value for your trade-in at all 17 Go showrooms. So let's swap cars. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
Let's talk about more. The kind of more you get from a really smart buy. Like buying a Hyundai. Starting with the Hyundai Sonata with more standard safety features than Toyota Camry. Or the Hyundai Santa Fe, deemed more athletic than a Honda Pilot by theCarConnection.com. Or the Azera with more warranty coverage than any luxury brand. Now let's talk about more money in your pocket. Because right now you can get more with great deals across the lot. Like the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. It's just $249 a month for 24 months with $19.99 due at signing. So you get more and you make a smart buy even smarter. But this offer only lasts for a few more days. So visit a Hyundai dealer before July 2nd and get more with the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. Just $249 a month. See dealer for limited warranty details. Includes $0 security deposit. Excludes tax, title, license, and fees. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price. Negotiated at signing. Except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit, insurance approval, and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Thirty-nine minutes. After the hour, chance of thunderstorms, high today 81. We're talking about the East Side High School in New Jersey, where they refuse in the high school yearbook to publish a photo of two gay male students kissing, even though there were pictures of heterosexuals in their kissing. Let's go to Brian in Denver. Brian, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just here at the hospital preparing to take my last chemotherapy treatment, and I just heard your topic on the radio.
Last chemotherapy as in success or?
As in success.
Good for you.
Radiation therapy also.
Oh, good for you.
But which just, you know, I'm calling in about the gay photo in the yearbook, but I just learned what a nightmare it is to try to travail the healthcare system and all the bureaucracies when you try to access help.
Yeah, it's extremely rough.
Yeah, it's, you know, baptism by fire, most definitely.
Yep.
But I am calling about the yearbook thing, and I most definitely don't think that they should have redacted the picture. You know, I do believe they could have given kids the options whether they wanted the redacted picture or if they wanted the full picture, but it's just another case of double standards, you know, that it's okay for heterosexual kids to be shown kissing but not gay kids.
Well, they did say that they would give anybody who wanted it a copy of the yearbook without the photo redacted, but why should that choice be in there? Because it's not that controversial, and kissing is not about sexuality.
No, it most definitely isn't. It could be cultural. How do they know that, you know, that those, that it's not within their culture for males to kiss? And I have a story from on 16th Street Mall, Denver. You know, the father and son were both European, and one had lived here for a while, and the father came to visit. They're walking 16th Street Mall holding hands just because that's their cultural thing. And they said they had all kinds of people giving them dirty looks or making snide comments. And again, you know, it's within their culture. I lived in Europe. I experienced this. Males often held hands and were affectionate with each other. But, you know, Lord forbid, if it was here, people would, you know, have to be making a big deal out of it. And in other countries, it's just not a big deal. It's getting to be less of a big deal here. And they always run to the poor sensibilities of the parents. What are the parents going to think if they see this? Maybe it would broaden their horizons to see something like this and say, hey, you know, these are just two young people who care for each other.
Well, people always overreact. It's like that whole story of the sex and drug thing in Boulder. Look at all the drum banging over that ridiculous thing. Like, those high school kids don't have any knowledge of any of this.
And, right.
You know,
right,
and adults are going to, like, give them permission to do these things? Oh, come on. Well, what a ridiculous waste of time that was. Some people, man, are not connected. Let's face it. They're not on the planet. What are you going to do with them? I don't understand where they're coming from. I'm sure you don't either.
No, I
all right,
don't.
Brian, thanks for calling, man. Call again, and good luck. Congratulations to you, and good luck, my man.
Great. Thank you, Jay.
Sure, you bet.
Bye.
Let's go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I just got to say that's totally absurd. I mean, if someone wants to redact it, then, you know, let them do it themselves. It's, you know, it's just the thing. It's not about tolerance or acceptance. It's about realization, you know. People are gay, you know. Who wants to make a choice to be gay when, like, so many people are ostracized for being so by their families, by their friends when they come out of the closet? I mean, we just need to realize that's the way people are and just get over it.
Well, you've heard that argument before. I know you've heard it. Well, they choose to be gay.
Oh, I'm... No, well, that's why I'm saying that. I mean, people don't, they're gay sheep, they're gay dogs, they're gay horses. They don't make the choice. It's just nature. I mean, it's just, it's absurd. I think it's totally stupid. And I just wish people would come to the realization. You know, I'm a heterosexual male, and I've had a lot more partners than seven. And so I guess I'm the straight gay guy, according to their theory. It's absurd, Jay, and we really need to come to grips with that. And I know most of us who listen to you and to this station in general, we don't really care. We don't give a flying, they're people.
When the hell is this country going to grow up?
You know what? Well, look who somehow maybe got elected twice. You know, they're not. It's just we're a country of fear. We're not a rational country sometimes, and you know that. You know, it's we don't accept things for what they are. We want to accept things like how we want to make them. You know, it's like it's an image thing. You know,
I'd like to just get a really nice, rational argument about why it's wrong to be gay or lesbian, why people believe that, they choose to do it, and having photos of young people kissing in a high school yearbook. I mean, give me a rational argument about why we should engage in that kind of censorship.
We both know there is none. It's just, it's biased and bigotry. It's just, unfortunately, the way this country rolls. We're so many people are closed-minded, and I mean, there's even people that consider them Democrats that are closed-minded towards homosexuality. It's a shame. It's just the way it is. I've got crazy stories from all the military about guys who are gay that hit it. You know, guys that got married that's like the biggest shame. That's the shame that not all homosexuals carry, but closeted homosexuals carry. You know, like how many actors in Hollywood are gay? And if more of them came out, I think maybe the country would be more accepting. I mean, think about Randolph Scott, one of the biggest stars in the 40s and 50s and 30s, big, always did cowboy movies, rough and tough. No, he was gay. He was a homosexual, but he kept it hidden. I mean, Rock Hudson, just think about it.
I don't get that either. How can you be gay and be in the closet?
Yeah, I mean, well, exactly for the reasons we stated. There's so much bias and bigotry towards them. And especially, I can kind of understand in the 30s and 40s, but come on, Keanu Reeves, come out of the closet,
I don't know that he's, I don't know that he's gay. All right, Blaine, thanks,
Jay.
Man. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Buddy. Have a good one.
I don't think he's gay. I don't know if he's gay. I don't care if he's gay. Yeah, I'll tell you how I decided on my sexuality. I sat down with a piece of paper and I went, am I attracted to Paris Hilton or David Hasselhoff? Let me think about that. Paris or David? Ooh, I'm attracted to Paris. I guess that means I'm not gay. Maybe I sat down with a pad and a piece of paper. Now let me think. Benefits to being gay. Negatives to being gay. Benefits to being heterosexual. Negatives to being heterosexual. That's how I decided my sexuality. I made out a list. And I did it when I was only 3. 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Dave. Well, quite a few issues for this commute. We definitely have all of the usual slow pockets on southbound and eastbound arteries and adding to that, this wreck southbound 225 just after Yosemite. It's off on the right shoulder, creating delays for you all the way back to Parker. We also have a crash northbound 25 at I-70 and a car versus bike at Colfax and Welton. That'll be right near Speer downtown. Weather outlook today, we're going to see partly cloudy skies with scattered showers throughout the day and a high of 82. Tonight, more of the same, going down to 57. And tomorrow, we'll see a high of 86. Right now, it's overcast and 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Porsche at Canyon Casino. That's right. Scream through summer in a Porsche from Canyon Casino. Earn entry tickets daily to increase your chances of winning on July 3rd. Stop by the Canyon Club or visit canyoncasino.com for details.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Talk at AM760.net.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Hi, it's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, inviting you to tune in Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for 2 hours of discussion on cars and car repair. You'll get the latest automotive news, new car reviews, lots of consumer information, money-saving tips. So, you know, if you want to save money and make your car last forever, this show is for you. I think Dennis Kucinich would like it, and I'm willing to bet you will too. Sunday morning, 9 to 11, right here. See you then.
7:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. It doesn't make any difference what color you are, black, white, brown, yellow. It doesn't make any difference whether you're gay, straight. It doesn't make any difference whether you're Democratic, Republican. It doesn't make any difference because we're all Americans. And here's the thing. We all have this big thing in common. And it's called getting the most bang for a buck. And that's what Rocky's Autos is all about. Getting the most bang for your car dollar buck. Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Even the 07s are there. These things, the selection is just outstanding. Over 650 vehicles on the lot, and they have a matching down incentive, which helps you out in the pocketbook area, too, in the wallet area. Plus, great people to wait on you. Go see Tom and Marvell Shearer. Go see Spanky Herrera. Go see Gerard Menard. Go see Freddie Labrato. Go see Jason Johnny Mays. Any of the folks working at Rockies, there's over 100 of them, are there to wait on you and to make sure that you get the best service possible. Because, as I say over and over again, they're in it for the long run. Check out Rockies inventory. Go to RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Know that Rockies is no fly-by-night group. I mean, they've been around. They're family-owned and operated, been around since 1982. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday until 9. If you come a little bit after 9, you'll be absolutely fine. They'll take care of you. That's Rocky's Autos. They're my good friends, and I'm proud to talk about them. So stop out and see them if you're looking for a vehicle. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Live in concert, the Bob Seger System. Rocking at Red Rocks. Tickets are available now.
Right, I don't have one of those concert voices.
Brought to you by Bill Green Productions.
7:54 minutes after the hour. I love Bob Seger. We should play Bob Seger for the rest of the morning. Bob Seger and Cream. And Led Zeppelin. Heavy. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 81. Talking about this gay high school picture. Of these two male students kissing each other, redacted from the high school yearbook in Eastside High in New Jersey. And do you think that was the right move? Jim and Henderson. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, this is Jim and Henderson.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, thank you so much for your viewpoint on this. I thank God for your radio station. Hey, I've got 3 points to make about the gay discussion. First of all, the Bible mentions divorce and adultery, and it defines adultery as having sex with anybody other than the first person you have sex with. But it mentions divorce and adultery as sin 24 times versus 3 times for homosexuality in the entire Bible. You don't see him coming up with constitutional amendments to ban divorce or adultery.
Well, I think that's a very good point. The biggest threat to the institution of marriage is divorce. How come James Dobson and all his homophobe buddies don't attack that?
Exactly. And another point is the taxes that gays are taxed without being represented, which is what led to the Boston Tea Party. Our taxes support the military, which excludes us, and then the remainder of them, the vast majority of it, goes to support the fallout that happens from unions between men and women. We support welfare kids and welfare moms. We support the low-income health clinics. We support schools. We support battered women's shelters and detention centers.
No, you support the wealthy, too.
Yeah, and most of the prison population are people that grew up without fathers. And then, and then my last and possibly most important one is on gays adopting. They don't believe gays should adopt. Every kid up for adoption and every kid picking a dump for food in Mexico City, every kid dying of AIDS in Africa, every neglected and battered kid out there is a product of a union between a man and a woman. And in that respect, gays should have priority for adopting over straight people. And I'm just meaning that facetiously, but it is the absolute truth there. Every kid up for adoption, every kid on the streets in Brazil that has no parents.
Same thing. Even kids
from a union between a man and a woman.
Even kids on the street here. And by the way, too, how many of these men and women would call and give you and me a lecture about global warming when they themselves, through having kids, are increasing their own carbon footprint more than some people who just do the simple act of driving an automobile. Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
We'll continue here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't run off.
It's the the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There will be activities for all ages, food, beverages, and fun. We're defending our freedom on Independence Day. Proceeds benefiting the ACLU. Find more info on AM760.net.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. See store for details on advertised price guarantee.
Last week, at the Go Used Car Super Sale, we sold hundreds of cars and trucks. Now, Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So let's swap cars. Go swap your old one for a brand new car or truck. Go swap and receive the highest value for your trade-in. Go swap and we'll meet or beat any advertised price. So let's swap cars. Right now at all 17 Go showrooms. Shop thousands of Toyotas, Jeeps, Nissans, Fords, Hondas, Dodges, and more. You'll even see your trade-in value up front with a new Go Smart Choice. Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So what are you waiting for? Let's swap cars and receive the highest value for your trade-in at all 17 Go showrooms. So let's swap cars. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Things are not at their best at Northwest, and that's affecting some who want to take off for summer vacation. For four straight days, Northwest Airlines has canceled 10% of its flights.
They promised themselves it would be only 4 days, i.e. ending Monday, and only 240 flight cancellations. Well, we're now over 900 over 6 days. So it's very clear they don't know what's happening to them.
Business travel advisor Joe Brancatelli says Northwest pilots could be sending a message to management. Weather could have fouled up the schedule, or perhaps schedule planning isn't what it could be. Northwest now says there are a number of pilots who called in sick. Brancatelli says flight cancellations could recur in late July and August. He's advising passengers not to book on Northwest during those times. At the end of the month, Northwest pilots run up against limits on how many hours they can fly in a given month. Winds got out of hand around Lake Tahoe, and hundreds of homes were threatened by that Northern California wildfire.
You're under mandatory evacuation order. All persons must evacuate immediately.
Helicopters, several of them, are hovering over this back burn that went wild because of the wind. It was going correctly. The smoke was being brought up toward a mountain peak by crews working these flame drip cans, but then the wind picked up, kicked the smoke back in the opposite direction toward the west, and everything went bad.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman, winds could hit 30 miles an hour today. That's not good news for those on the fire lines. We could get more word on the cause of the wildfire later today. At the moment, it's not even 50% contained. In Texas, rain made for a good showing this spring with the bluebonnets and fire wheels popping out in the hill country near Austin. Rain has continued to fall there in early summer.
We needed the rain, but not this much of it, right?
Flooding meant cars stalled. People were rescued using boats and helicopters. One teenager in Garland was swept down a stream, did not make it. It's raining in Oklahoma City. They've had some every day since June 13th. More could come down today. Tony Blair is now the former Prime Minister of Britain. He tendered his resignation to the Queen, and he had this final session answering questions from members of Parliament.
I wish everyone, friend or foe, well, and that is that, the end.
Gordon Brown, Nate, now takes over at number 10 Downing Street. He's the new prime minister. In the next chapter for Tony Blair, he will become a Mideast peace diplomat. On Wall Street, the Dow off to a rocky start, down to about 47 points. He started serving hot dog dinners at his kids' elementary school, and that got Chuck Saylors involved in the PTA. Now he's ready to lead.
Mom's done a great job, but it's time Dad gets more involved.
This week, Saylors, a father of four, becomes the first man in the PTA's 110-year history to run the group. Might he become part of the famous PTA bake sales?
Can I bake? No, I burn water.
This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from AccountTemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from AccountTemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face.
So will saving money on it when you visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From June 28th through July 2nd, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration coatings. And save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. Sale ends Monday, July 2nd. For painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The chairman of the Colorado Republican Party says Republicans themselves brought on the whooping the GOP suffered in last fall's election. Speaking at the Montana Republican Party convention last night, Dick Wadham said Republicans did not deserve to win in 06. He says they forfeited their claim to fiscal responsibility, mishandled ethical lapses of some members of Congress, and poorly handled the aftermath of the Iraq War. Life is getting back to normal at that YMCA camp near Granby now that firefighters have fully contained that 50-acre wildfire, the cause still not known. It's Bike to Work Day in the Denver area. Governor Ritter joining commuters on their bikes downtown. Free breakfast and bike helmets being offered at Civic Center Park and other spots around town for those who left their cars at home. And it turns out if it weren't for the hot rocks under the Earth's crust, Mile High Denver would be 700 feet below sea level. In fact, newly published research says without those hot rocks, most of the United States would disappear, except for the Rockies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's been a really tough commute. We've had a number of problems. The latest one, southbound I-25, just south of University. It's a two-car crash that is bogging down traffic there. We had that one southbound 225 just north of Yosemite that was adding to your delays through the tech center. And a couple of wrecks on this Bike to Work Day involving bicyclists, Colfax east of Colorado and Colfax near Spear. So please be mindful of them today. And weather outlook is going to be partly cloudy with scattered showers and a high of 82. Right now it's overcast and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard and now just south of E-470 on Parker Road and Pine Lane in Parker. Same great service, clothes, rentals, and deals. Just more hogs to choose from. It's all at Mile High Harley Davidson.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it when you visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From June 28th through July 2nd, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration coatings and save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. Sale ends Monday, July 2nd. For painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's 8:06.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's 8:06. 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and nice to have you along this morning. Now, the forecast says it's supposed to be 81 today. And the forecast also says that we only have about a 30% chance of thunderstorms. But you look outside, and it looks like a fall day. I have no idea what the temperature is out at the current time. But we'll find out. Gina will tell us here in a matter of moments. She just got through telling us, and she'll be back to tell us in a matter of moments. Okay, I want to talk about something that some of you have brought up before. This is another one of these things where two and two does not make four. Now, there's a lot of you who may be listening. I say maybe because I don't know if you're listening or not. Oh, it's currently 65 out. I don't know if you're listening or not, and of course, if you're not listening, then you're not hearing this. But there's a lot of you out there who maybe never served in the military for whatever the reason might have been. Either the draft was over with by the time you reached military age, Or maybe you got out of it, which was certainly what happened with me. Then there are a lot of you out there who went. Either you went because you got drafted, or you went because you felt it was your duty, and you fought in Vietnam, you fought in the first Gulf War, and you also may have fought in Iraq in this last thing that we have going on here. And we owe you. We owe you a round and a gratitude of thanks. And I think everybody acknowledges that. But there's one thing I've always noticed, and I've never been able to figure this out. And I'd really like to know if you have the answer to this. Why is it that the people who advocate war, why is it the people who really like conflict, the people who have a I'm looking for the word that I can say, you know, that have this kind of attitude, are oftentimes, not always, not 100%, but are oftentimes people who have never, ever, ever seen battle. Here's an example. Governor Mitt Romney assailed, this is from February 27, 2006. Governor Mitt Romney assailed John Kerry during the 2004 presidential campaign for offering nuanced views on an array of issues, saying it's evidence of indecisiveness that made the Democrat inferior as a leader to his fellow Republican George Bush. Now, though, as Romney lays the groundwork for his own potential White House bid in 2008, he is offering an assessment of the Iraq War that is more gray than black and white. Romney told a national television audience on Sunday, as he has around the country recently, that he unequivocally supports the war in Iraq. At the same time, he said, Bush did not do an adequate job explaining the reasons for the war before the first shots were fired. The attack was based on faulty intelligence. The United States hasn't had sufficient troops in Iraq to stabilize the country after initial combat. The prisoner abuse that followed Abu Ghraib was unfortunate. He did offer an olive branch to Bush, however. I think the president would agree there's a benefit that comes from hindsight. So, back in February 27th, 2006, Romney's views were kind of gray, except he did say one thing. He unequivocally supports the war in Iraq. Now, you might ask yourself, okay, Mitster, or Governor Romney, what did you do in the war, Daddy? Guess what? Mitt never went. This is from the Boston Globe, June 24th, 2007. As the Vietnam War raged in the 1960s, Mitt Romney received a deferment from the draft as a Mormon minister of religion for the duration of his missionary work in France, which lasted 2.5 years. Before and after his missionary deferment, Romney also received nearly 3 years of deferments for his academic studies. When his deferments ended and he became eligible for military service in 1970, he drew a number in the annual lottery that determined, he drew a high number, by the way, which determined the young men, the order in which young men were drafted. His high number ensured that he would be drafted into the military. The deferments for Mormon missionaries became increasingly controversial in the 1960s, especially in Utah, leading the Mormon church and the government to limit the number of church missionaries who could put off the military service. The agreement called for each church ward or each church district to designate one male every 6 months to be exempted from potential duty for the duration of his missionary work. Romney's home state was Michigan, making his 4D exemption as a missionary all but automatic because of the relatively small number of Mormon missionaries from the state. It might have been more difficult in Utah, where the huge Mormon population meant that there were sometimes more missionaries than available exemptions. Most missions lasted 2.5 years, as Romney's did. Okay, so Mitt Romney never went to Vietnam. Mitt Romney never saw war. Mitt Romney never saw combat. But in the Boston Globe, Mitt Romney is quoted back in 2006 as saying that he unequivocally supports the war in Iraq. Here's my question. Here's our question. Here's our question of the hour. Maybe you can really honestly answer this. Why are there so many people who support this and support this war, and yet they themselves have never been? Let's examine. Romney? Limbaugh? Cheney? Bush? Well, we don't know where he was. Who else is out there? I don't think Hannity was ever in the service. O'Reilly was never in the service. And there may be others out there that they're just loud proponents of this thing, yet they never served themselves. Now, I never went to Vietnam. I was rejected at the LA Induction Center. But I think there's a big difference here in that I don't support nor do I advocate the whole Iraqi misadventure. Nor did I agree with, nor did I advocate the whole situation in Vietnam. And I'd like to particularly hear from veterans on this. And what's your view of those people who scream and beat the drum loudly for going to war, yet they themselves have never been? As a matter of fact, it goes even deeper than that. There's something there about this. I'm not sure what it is. Is it psychological? And how about the idea that the royal family, the princes, they're in the service? Where are the Bush twins? And if you're conservative and you're saying, oh, well, he's making an outright attack on George W. Bush and his family. No, not really. I'm just asking. I mean, if this is a life and death struggle, if this is so bad, then why wouldn't you send your kids? But yet, I don't think anybody in the Cheney family, and I don't think anybody in the Bush family, the immediate family, not cousins, not uncles, but I'm talking about the immediate family. I don't think that they're involved in any kind of combat any place in the world. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think they are. And I think it's a very serious thing. Whether going to war is right or going to war is wrong, I think it's a very serious thing to make a life and death judgment about people and to order them into a situation that throws their life into chaos and where they have to go put their lives on the line. And the end result is you've never been there and you've never done it yourself. I agree with Barack Obama on this. I'm not against all wars. I'm just against dumb wars. All right, 303-713-7600. But what is the psychology behind this? Let's talk about this. What's going on here? That you get all these people that are just, let's go nuke them, let's go kill them. Let's go. Kill them all. Let God sort them out. And you've heard all that stuff. But are their kids there doing it? Are they doing it? And in some cases, like the ones I've cited, they've never even gone. And I'd love to hear what vets have to say about this, too. All right, your call's coming up 818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Why I'm very comfortable about talking about Rockies, because I've had lots of experience out there. Both Mary and I have. Mary's current car, which she loves, we got at Rockies Autos. People always ask us, do you buy cars at Rockies? Well, sure, we absolutely do. Not only are they our friends, but we're also customers. And we expect to get treated in a certain manner, and you ought to expect to get treated in a certain manner, and you will get treated in a certain manner, a good manner, if you go out to Rockies Autos. They have the over 650 vehicles on the lot, the largest selection of clean late model vehicles in all of Colorado. We're talking cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. They have got it all. They have got everything you can think of, plus even some things that maybe you might not have thought of. And their matching down incentive is going on. The matching down incentive, your chance to give your wallet, give your bank account a break. And great people to wait on you out there. The Alshur brothers, Tom and Marv, Spanky Herrera, just to name a couple. Izzy working in the tower, and Isaac, and all the folks at Rockies really work hard. Check out their inventory on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So you've got to know they're in this for the long run. And that's one of the reasons why, and anybody who's in business, who knows anything about business will tell you this, if you treat your customers well, they'll go out, they'll tell five other people, and the end result is those five people will be pleased, and they'll go tell five other people, and that's how Rockies basically does it. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday until 9. If you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you, and things will be fine. That's my friends at Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Let's talk about more. The kind of more you get from a really smart buy, like buying a Hyundai, starting with the Hyundai Sonata with more standard safety features than Toyota Camry, or the Hyundai Santa Fe, deemed more athletic than a Honda Pilot by thecarconnection.com, or the Azera, with more warranty coverage than any luxury brand. Now let's talk about more money in your pocket, because right now you can get more with great deals across the lot, like the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. It's just $249 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. So you get more, and you make a smart buy even smarter. But this offer only lasts for a few more days. So visit a Hyundai dealer before July 2nd and get more with the Hyundai Santa Fe lease, just $249 a month. See dealer for limited warranty details. Includes $0 security deposit. Excludes tax, title, license, and fees. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS. Lessee's option to purchase at lease end price. Negotiated at signing. Except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit, insurance approval, and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The Senate preparing to debate the defense authorization bill, and in it, a withdrawal date for Iraq. What's the next step? Carl Levin will join us to talk about that. A second Republican senator in 2 days is urging a withdrawal out of that country. We'll have the details. Disabled NFL players are asking Congress for help with their pensions. We'll give you the details. We'll take your calls and the latest news Wednesday on The Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, 23 minutes after 8, J. Marvin working your woofers and tweeters with Democratic dialogue, discussion, dissent, and disagreement. Chance of thunderstorms high today, 81. 30% chance of that happening. Okay, list of chicken hawks. Thank you to the guy who sent this. Here we go. Folks who love war but have never smelled gunpowder. Well, that's not true. Dick Cheney's case, he shot that guy in the face. But here they are. Dick Cheney, Richard Pearl, Condoleezza Rice, Rush Limbaugh, you people, John Bolton, Roger Ailes, head of Fox, Ken Starr, Andrew Card, Bob Barr, Phil Graham, Mitch McConnell, Pat Robertson, Dennis Miller, Karl Rove, John Ashcroft, Catherine Harris, Bill O'Reilly, Ken Edelman, Brett Hume, Anton Scalia, Don Evans, Newt Gingrich, Steve Forbes, Don Nichols, Jerry Falwell, now Muerto, Ted Nugent, oh, Ted. Yeah, I can't stand Ted Nugent. What was his big hit? What was Nugent's big hit? Cat Scratch Fever! Yeah, okay, fine. Elliot Abrams, Dennis Hastert, the wrestling coach geek, Lynn Cheney, porno writer, Joe Scarborough, Jeb Bush, Tony Snow, Ted Olson, Bob Dornan, Dan Quayle, Saxby Chambliss, Gary Bauer, Michael Wiener, well, that's Michael Wiener Savage, Paul Wolfowitz, Bill Bennett, Ann Coulter, Sean Hannity, Tom DeLay, Alan Keyes, Clarence Thomas, Mark Raycott, Trent Lott, Tim Hutchinson, Mark Souter, George Will, and Matt Drudge. And I'm sure we could come up with more. Wouldn't you love to ask Limbaugh that? Rush. You've got a private jet. If this war is such a big thing, Rush, why don't you fly your jet to Baghdad? And go get them. Jim in Burlington. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes, Jim.
I'm 59 years old. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. And you shouldn't feel bad about not having the opportunity to serve, because the fact of the matter is if you look historically, only 35% of the male population in America has ever served. It's merely to do with dates and numbers. But the bigger thing that these people don't understand is, you know, they view war through the eyes of Hollywood and, you know, other misinterpretations that, you know, we're all dashing and daring and we're going to go in there and kick butt and this sort of thing. What they don't see is the drudgery, the training, the boredom, I mean, the actual boredom of getting an armed force into a position to do a mission. And this is hard, not just for the people at the front, but the people that support them, the people that are married to them, their families, and so on and so forth. And they don't understand that when you take a sophisticated, large armed forces, such as the United States has, that is, you know, you're taking a large weapon and aiming it at a target. And when you put it in the context of Nazi Germany or Imperial Japan, it makes some sense. There's some logic to it. But when you're taking this large weapon and aiming it at a pinpoint, you know, you're using a maul to kill a fly. And that works just that way. When you go to kill that fly, you're going to damage a lot of things around it, including the maul and or the hammer. And that's what they don't understand. They don't understand the intricacies of what it takes to field a force, the logistics, the money,
So you think
waste.
So you think that they look at it through the eyes of Hollywood, or do they look at it through the eyes of somebody who would observe a sporting event? And,
exactly.
and that they really don't have any comprehension about the complexity and the emotionalism and everything else that's involved. But they seem to have an incredible thirst for this stuff, don't they?
Well, it's the old macho thing. It's like what you were talking about last hour. I mean, you know, culture and the culture that you live in kind of frame your viewpoint on a lot of things. I mean, and our culture, right or wrong, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I mean our culture, you know, props that up. That, you know, we all want to be John Wayne, we all want to be Rambo, we don't want to be Pee Wee Herman. And I mean, people associate with that. I mean, yeah, nobody wants to be a wimp, nobody wants to be this and that and the other thing, but it's just like, you know, you talk to people on the street and they say, yeah, I'm going to, you know, beat the you-know-what out of this guy. He's probably never been in a fight. I mean, this is all well and good until you look at the blood and, you know, and the repercussions beyond that. I mean, even quote-unquote just war has long-reaching consequences. My father served, my uncle served, my father came back. Fine. My uncle came back, crawled in a bottle, and never got out. And, I mean, this was a just war, you know, quote-unquote. And these are the small details that aren't sexy. I mean, this isn't some guy, you know, gallivanting forward, spraying bullets and so forth. And then you don't see the ramifications that it has, not just on him, but on his wife, on his children, on his life after the conflict. You know, we lost a lot of veterans in World War II to alcoholism, depression, and they were viewed at that time, and again, you take the context of your culture, they were viewed as weak, stupid, drunks, etc. We have become a little more enlightened about it, but as you mentioned many times, we haven't learned a lesson of it, because while we spend all this money on war, we continually cut the benefits the VA has, and don't misunderstand me. The VA does a marvelous job with what they're given, but I mean, it begs the question: what could they do with what they ought to give?
Well, they ought to. You're right. They ought to be living on a steak diet, not a hamburger diet.
Well, they're lucky if they get hamburger.
Jim. That's right, because we owe it. You're absolutely right, Jim. Thank you, man. Great call, and thank you for your service, your courage, and your guts.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up. I haven't even said hello to Gina all morning.
Hi, Jay.
Well, Gina, I haven't said hello to you because I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. We were dealing in sensitive topics.
Uh-huh.
Don't you find it strange, though, that people who do not fight in wars or have never fought in wars seem to be the biggest proponents of being involved in war?
Hmm.
What's up with that? Why is that?
I don't know. Can't answer that.
Well, have you ever noticed that's true? Like, for instance, did you know that Mitt Romney, for instance, who says he wholeheartedly supports the war in Iraq, but he never went to Vietnam? He was given a deferment, not only for academia, but also for being a Mormon missionary.
Yeah, but there's plenty of folks on the left side, too, that have not served, so I don't hold that against them.
Yeah, but there's one difference. Who on the left is advocating going to war? Who on the left has a thirst for it? I can name you tons of people on the right who have a thirst for it who have never been there. Limbaugh, Hannity, people in the administration. Cheney never went. We don't know where Bush was. I mean, I could, you know, go on and on. There's a whole list of people that have never fought. Wolfowitz, the architect of this thing, never went. How come? How come they like this and yet they themselves have no experience in it? What is that? As Jim just said, is that viewing war through the lenses of Hollywood?
I don't know. I don't know if that's
How about sending
true?
Their own kids? How come the Bush twins aren't there? I mean, the royal family, the princes are in the military.
Tradition.
Well, no, but I mean, if this is a big life and death struggle, shouldn't all Americans jump in?
Absolutely.
Well, how come the Bush twins aren't in the struggle?
I don't know. Huh. You'd have to ask them, I guess.
I don't know. I just don't know what the thirst is for this. I don't know what the overwhelming thirst is. So, you know, my answer to Mitt Romney, you support the Iraq war wholeheartedly. You think it's a good idea? Good. You're about my age. You're still relatively physically fit. You look young. Have at it. You first. It's like Joseph Lieberman. We should invade Iran. Good, Joe. When are you going? Yeah, well, I don't think Lieberman was ever in there either. All right, it's 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here. Let's check traffic with Gina.
That's been a really problematic ride. We've just had one crash after another. Still dealing with problems. Northbound I-25 right now at 470. That's just north of Lincoln Avenue down south. We've got a medical emergency there with emergency crews on scene. So that's definitely slowing down that stretch as you get into the tech center. Have the traffic lights malfunctioning at Hamden, Colorado, major intersection where traffic is just jammed up. So you want to avoid that for sure if you can. And southbound 225 was still really dragging from an earlier wreck just around Yosemite. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy with scattered showers and a high of 82 expected. Right now it's overcast and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Buy your next vehicle your way at My Phil Long. My peace of mind means every new and pre-owned purchase includes no charge oil changes for 2 years or 24,000 miles, plus a 3-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee. Learn more at MyPhilLong.com.
Spring is here, school's almost out, temperatures are rising, and people are gearing up for the home buying season. Ty Pennington here with a valuable tip for buying your next home. Realtor.com. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, take virtual tours, and do it all online at the number one real estate site. So start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
This hour of music is brought to you by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
That's the Olinger family of funeral homes and cemeteries.
Everyone wants the best, probably because buying the best makes you smart, which is why buying a Hyundai is smart. After all, the Hyundai Sonata was named a Consumer's Digest Best Buy. The Entourage was named Best Minivan by Motorweek, and the Azera was named Best in Class Vehicle Satisfaction by Auto Pacific. And now it's the best time to buy, because right now you can get our best deals, including one of the best cars on the road at one of our best lease prices. The Hyundai Sonata is just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,499 due at signing. It's the best time to make a really smart buy even smarter. So visit your Hyundai dealer now through July 2nd for some of our best deals, like the $199 Hyundai Sonata lease. 2006 Auto Pacific Inc. Vehicle Satisfaction Award. Tax title license extra. Includes $0 security deposit. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Sonata GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price negotiated at signing, except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
There's great news about LASIK in Denver. Results from our clinical study on FDA-approved blade-free technology confirmed that our new method of LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new safer blade-free procedure, Spivak 2020 LASIK is offering $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. Isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at Spivak 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C2020 or visit us online at Spivak.com.
Now you can save 20 to 40% on ink at Staples. Just join Staples Rewards. Restock with multi-packs and recycle your empty ink in-store. Stop in today and save big. HP fax cartridges not included.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Make
super group of all time?
Thinking that I might have drove you too far. And I'm thinking about the love that you laid on my table.
Ah, yes.
I told you not
the
to
smell of cordite. However, unfortunately, those who seem to advocate war seem never have been involved in it. 8:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk, chance of thunderstorms, high today 81. I'd love to hear from some conservatives, too, to answer this question. Like Mitt Romney saying that he backs the war wholeheartedly. Now we find out that the Mormon Church obtained Vietnam draft deferrals for Romney and other missionaries. Oh, I see. So, in other words, if you were a missionary, you got a deferment from Vietnam. If you weren't a missionary, off you go. But Romney supports this war wholeheartedly. Look at in the list of the people who are, well, they're basically chicken hawks. I mean, they're for this, and yet they never serve themselves. If you go to AM760.net and you go to the Jay Marvin Show, we're going to put it up, and you can look. One line open at 303-713-7600. I want to get into the reasoning behind this. You're a conservative police call, too. I don't care what your political orientation is. Why is it that those people who seem to be chest beaters for this whole thing, for this involvement in Iraq, or even going after Iran, but they never serve themselves? How would they know what this is like? Because they've never been through it. Here's Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, like your previous caller, I'm 59, and I am a Vietnam vet. However, I am not a combat veteran. But in my 11-plus months in Vietnam, I've seen what bullets can do to human bodies. I was in the Air Force, and where I was, there's a lot of, a lot of combat. People were coming in there in body bags, and if anybody would ever see what an AK-47 does to a human body when it hits it, if you've seen human bodies with their heads blown off, their just torsos with no legs, no arms, where you don't even recognize it as a human body. Once you see that, you understand what the gentleman was talking about. And these clowns, these chicken hawks, these elitists, have never seen it, never will see it. They don't understand post-traumatic stress syndrome. They don't understand what the guy was talking about when World War II vets came back and they were vilified for being weak because they went through all this and saw all these I'm talking about. And
then
when you never forget them.
Then why are they drawn to war like a dog that's drawn to somebody's left leg?
Because they're the scum of the earth. That's why. They have no compassion. They have no feeling. They have no idea what the real world is all about. They're elitists. They've been living in an elitist world all their little sport lives, and they will never understand it. And the people that support them, the 28 or 30 are the same way. Either that or they're so damn stupid they don't have time to pay attention or whatever their problem is. That's never going to change. So we can talk about it till the cows come home. They're never going to change. The people we have to change are the people, are the independent voters in this country and the moderates who have compassion and have been led down the primrose path by these clowns. That's the people we got to reach.
I don't know that I'm seeking to change anybody. I think what I'm doing here is I'm just seeking to try to understand why it is that they're so worked up about this and they're such chest beaters about it, yet they themselves have never gone through it. Wouldn't you feel bad about advocating
because
that somebody go do this when you've never done it?
It's simple. It's greed because they're all getting rich off of it. They're elitists. They have never real taste of the real world. They're making tons of money off of it, and that's the bottom line right there.
All right, Don, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for your service
and
thanks for the call.
You bet. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm trying to change anybody's mind. I'm just trying to figure out what it is where they're drawn into this. 303-713-7600, that they like it, that it's like they're just, and then they'll say that they don't, but they do. John Littleton, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jay. It's the Thing Man.
Hey, what's up, John?
Still loving my PT Bruiser.
There you go, brother.
every time I hear that commercial running, usually in the afternoons around 5 o'clock, I say, good Lord, I could have done a better job than that.
How about you did a great job?
The phone was all screwy, it sounds like. Anyway, I'm a Vietnam vet era, too, during that time. And, you know, I feel like these guys who want this war, want this type of war, have never had to go through hearing the horrors of war, number one, just like the two previous guys, or having lost friends in a war, and to have to deal with the loss of a friend in the war. I lost friends in the war. I lost friends that served during the time that I was there. The military is not the most safest place to be. You're dealing with things that are very dangerous to your health every day. And stuff like that. Although I wasn't in Vietnam, I was supporting the Cold War over here. I served at SAC headquarters in Nebraska, and we performed maintenance on all the missile silos in South and North Dakota. So although I wasn't in Vietnam itself, I had friends that did go to Vietnam from SAC, the SAC base, and then saw them come back, and they weren't in no shape to do anything. I went through the rigors of having been spit on in Kansas City, and the being kept on base from the folks in Omaha because they were so violent towards the military. So there's a lot of things that happened during Vietnam that I don't think happened anywhere else. It didn't happen during Korea, it didn't happen during World War One or World War Two. The vets were all supported, but Vietnam, the vets were not supported at all, just like they are not still supported.
Well, now they get lip service. Back in Vietnam, you didn't even get lip service. We just ignored it and hoped that the whole nightmare would go away. Now you have lip service, but we're still in the situation where there are people out there who support this thing wholeheartedly. And when I'm talking about supporting it, I'm not talking about supporting the troops. I'm talking about supporting the policy. Yet they themselves have never engaged in any kind of combat. Why doesn't anybody ask this question to them?
You know, I don't know. It's just like George Bush. I grew up during the time that he was in the Guard and stuff, and I knew of all his antics that was going on, but no one paid any attention to it. It's like everybody turned turned their cheek. They knew all this stuff was going on back during that time when he was in the military. I remember reading about it, and yet, you know, how can he be a president and how can he support war when he himself has never?
Well, I don't know how anybody. I don't know how anybody can. But it's like it's like that message I keep putting out over the air. If you're a member of the Young Republicans and you think this war is such an important, just thing, why are you at CU Boulder? How come you're not in the military?
Right. Absolutely. That it goes right back to one thing. I think this country would be up in arms if the draft was to come back for this unjust war.
Yeah, I think you're right, too. And sometimes I think that the best way to wake people up, although they now seem to be awake, is... Yeah, we should have a draft, and the first numbers that should be picked are Barbara and Jenna. Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, Tom.
You bet. Take care, my friend.
All right, hang in there, brother.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you. 8:47. 47 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600. What is it that attracts these chest beaters to war when they themselves have never been? How do you advocate something you've never experienced? How do you do that? Pretty interested in that concept. 848, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, on this bike to work day, looks like we don't have any new problems involving bicyclists. They got both of those wrecks finally off surface streets. But we do have heavy traffic, westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike from Sheridan toward Church Ranch. We also have continued slow moving traffic downtown, southbound I-25. Have this crash affecting southbound 225 through the DTC, and still have problems around northbound I-25 and 470. Weather outlook today, looks like we're going to have a partly cloudy day with a chance for scattered showers. High of 82. More of that into tonight with the low of 57. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Looks like a great day to barbecue. So why not head to Walmart's backyard barbecue aisle? It has everything you need for your family cookout all in one place, and all of it at the Walmart price, like refreshing Coca-Cola and Kingsford charcoal. Great barbecues start at Walmart.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Everyone wants the best, probably because buying the best makes you smart, which is why buying a Hyundai is smart. After all, the Hyundai Sonata was named the Consumer's Digest Best Buy, the Entourage was named Best Minivan by Motorweek, and the Azera was named Best in Class Vehicle Satisfaction by Auto Pacific. And now it's the best time to buy, because right now you can get our best deals, including one of the best cars on the road at one of our best lease prices. The Hyundai Sonata is just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,499 due at signing. It's the best time to make a really smart buy even smarter. So visit your Hyundai dealer now through July 2nd for some of our best deals, like the $199 Hyundai Sonata lease. 2006 Auto Pacific Inc. Vehicle Satisfaction Award. Tax title license extra. Includes $0 security deposit. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Sonata GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price negotiated at signing. Except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Well, who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their bodies produce less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Andrew at 303-372-2917. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 303-372-2917.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Sounds so cool on AM. 8:54, 54 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance Thunderstorms, high today 81. Jay Marvin asking about those who seem to be for war but have never experienced it, one of those being Mitt Romney, who says that he supports wholeheartedly the war in Iraq. Yeah, Mr. Romney never went to Vietnam. David and Parker. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got to tell you, I just love chicken hawks.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely incredible to me. These people never put their, best thing I can say, is their butt on the line. During the time that there were certain of us that were in the land of the little people, so to speak, they were off, as our great president, hiding in the Air National Guard, defending the south coast of the United States. The others, I mean, deferment after deferment. I mean, I would have become a Mormon had I known.
I think a lot of people would have.
I mean, it's just incredible to me. These people do not see the aftermath. I mean, granted, they may go to Walter Reed. They will see the people that, you know, are in very bad shape. But these people are still supporters. They don't want to let go of the fact that they, what they've been fighting for is not working.
Why are they drawn to it, though?
They are so drawn to it because, and the only thing I can think of is that they are regretful for what they didn't do. I mean, George Bush coming out with, before he was even elected, and saying that you have to be a war president to be really a great president. I mean, that should have been a tip-off that this guy was going to do something. They want to prove to themselves that they can be more than they were, and yet there's still nothing.
They're so drawn to it, man. They love it so much. And how come somebody doesn't come forward and challenge them? How come somebody doesn't say, wait a minute, what war were you in? Or
because
who in your family?
Jay, because the ones that do are shouted down. I mean, during the 04 campaign, during the Veterans Day parade. Now, I wasn't there, but there were a group of veterans that marched in the parade under the banner Veterans for Kerry. They were booed.
Mm.
They had things thrown at them. These are veterans. I mean, these people just, they have no stake in it. They don't know what the devil they're doing. They don't know the aftermath. I go down to the VA hospital. I see these young kids coming in that are damaged for life. I mean, they will, you know, if they're able to overcome it, great. It's going to take years and years and years.
Yeah, well, the rest of these people have moved on with their lives. David, thank you for your service to the country. Thank you for a great call.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
Great call. Thanks, man. All right, we'll move to open phones. Anything you want to talk about, want to continue to talk about this or move into anything else, we'll do it at 303-713-7600.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Concerned about today's weather forecast, which calls for winds of 30 miles an hour and higher gusts around Lake Tahoe. Now, that could hamper efforts to turn the tide against a blaze that's destroyed about 200 homes and forced thousands of people to flee.
This is a mandatory evacuation. You need to leave now.
More from CBS News correspondent Bill Whitaker.
The weather, which had been an ally with relatively high humidity and low winds, now is becoming a menace. The winds are expected to whip back up again today with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. And firefighters are bracing for the worst. They were predicting earlier this week that they would have this fire contained by Sunday. Now, they've pushed that time back until Tuesday of next week.
The Blair era is over. Tony Blair has stepped down, turning over Britain's prime ministership to Gordon Brown.
This will be a new government with new priorities. And I've been privileged to have been granted the great opportunity to serve my country.
The future U.S.-British strategy in Iraq is one of Prime Minister Brown's top priorities. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where President Bush will be keenly interested in Brown's view of the British role in what's left of the coalition fighting in Iraq. Brown has already indicated he plans to review his country's Iraq policy. He says the situation is at a new stage. Mr. Bush is expected to reach out to Brown with a congratulatory call today, Nick.
Well, Northwest Airlines has been forced to cancel about 11% of its flights since last Friday, and it says an unusually high number of pilot sickouts is one of the reasons why. Air travel advisor Joe Brancatelli says the airline simply doesn't have enough caps in the cockpit.
Northwest has slashed their pilot pools dramatically. More than 25% of their pilots are gone domestically in the last 6 years. So they've run out of pilots to fly the schedule.
Northwest is also blaming air traffic control restrictions and bad weather as other reasons for the cancellations. Well, a Florida man has flown his way into the record books. 23-year-old Barrington Irving has landed within the hour at Opa-locka Airport. Irving is laying claim to being the youngest person and the first African-American to fly solo around the world. 21,000-mile odyssey took him 3 months. Well, when it comes to Independence Day snap, crackle, and pop, the advice from Uncle Sam is leave it to the pros. Judy Valise of the Consumer Product Safety Commission warns that using professional-grade fireworks isn't only illegal, it's dangerous.
Professional-grade fireworks have very long fuses, but they burn very quickly. So oftentimes consumers really just don't have the kind of time they need to get away with a professional-grade firework.
Economists expect the Federal Reserve to leave interest rates alone during a two-day meeting that begins in Washington. Chairman Ben Bernanke and his colleagues will assess the economy's current and future performance. Wall Street's performance right now, the Dow is down 42, the NASDAQ up a fraction. This is CBS News.
It haunts you by night, stalks you by day. The burden of high interest credit card debt, unbearable payments that don't even scratch the surface. Escape seems impossible. Until now, there is a way to get out of debt that most people are unaware of. Information is available to help you reduce your debt faster, even while lowering your monthly payments by hundreds of dollars. This is not debt consolidation, nor is it bankruptcy. If you have credit card debt over $10,000, call Credit Answers now to get your free consultation, revealing the full debt settlement secrets even the banks don't want you to know. Don't let high interest credit cards haunt you any longer. Lower your payments, settle your debt, get on with your life. Call Credit Answers right now for your no obligation consultation at 1-800-790-0419. That's full debt settlement secrets revealed at 1-800-790-0419. Call now, 1-800-790-0419.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. No official word yet on whether a commercial balloon passenger who plummeted 700 feet to his death over Steamboat Springs committed suicide or fell accidentally. The balloon pilot says he was on the radio to a crew member when he saw 54-year-old John Lippincott of Boulder go over the side. Another tuition hike is coming at the University of Colorado. School's Board of Regents meeting today to consider that action, blaming a drop in state funding. Average increase at the Denver campus will be 6%, while a 10% hike is expected for students in Boulder. And the Federal Reserve says it plans to cut 1,700 jobs, including 100 at its Denver branch, as it consolidates its check processing work. Bank says the move is needed because more folks are paying their bills online using credit cards and debit cards rather than writing checks. The cuts are expected next year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it looks like we're finally getting back to some normality around the metro area. Most of our problems out of the way. We just have heavier traffic due to that earlier wreck, southbound 225 just after Parker Road. That sticks with you down to I-25. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, fairly sluggish now from Sheridan toward Church Ranch. And, of course, we still have that slow pocket downtown along southbound I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy with scattered showers and a high of 82. Currently, it's overcast and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
You know, even if you're conservative, even if you're right wing, I have no political opinion. You're just going down the dial hearing this. Maybe you can explain to us why it is that these folks really like and they beat their chests about war, but then they themselves have never been there. What is up with that? Go to Tom in Longmont. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good, good. You know, I think it's the old adage, if you walk a mile in my shoes, and a lot of these, you know, all these chicken hawks have never been to war. I'm a Vietnam veteran, as one of your callers before. I wasn't a combat veteran. I was in the Air Force. I was an engine mechanic on aircraft, and I flew all over Nam. And, you know, we were shot at. Had to dodge, you know, mortars and rockets, carried body bags off.
Oh, that's
of
a, you know, that's a damn scary experience.
It's very scary. I mean, it's, you just never know. All of a sudden, mortars and rockets are just dropping all around you. You know, and it's, if you haven't ever experienced it before, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I can go do this, I can do that, and sure, you could, but the terror of it, and you know, the whole war was just a total waste of money and lives to accomplish nothing but fuel our military-industrial complex. And, you know, and it's easy to sit back and say, yeah, we can do that, but these people have never experienced it before. You know, it's just easy to sit back and say that. And I think one of the reasons, you know, and this may sound crazy, but, you know, if you watch the movies back in the 50s and the 60s, you know, any war movie, you saw people getting shot, but you didn't see very much blood. They just fell over. And, you know, some people think that, oh, well, this is going to be fun. I just go out and shoot somebody or whatever. And, you know, it's easy to sit back on a movie screen, and movies may play part of that. It's hard to say because movies we know today really affect us. And I'm sure that the effect was partly there. You know, it's just a strange experience to be in war. And if you haven't ever done it, you know, you just don't have the empathy for it.
So you think that's what it is? Lack of experience equals lack of empathy?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I don't know what, I mean, it's just hard to explain. I mean, I have never supported the Iraq war because after my Vietnam experience, there is no war short of somebody coming over and invading us where we would have to do, everybody would have to break out arms like they did in Europe in World War II. Short of something like that, there's no reason for a war. I mean, this war in Iraq is just over oil, and it's, you know, the loss of the, but the lives in the military-industrial complex is just growing by the day.
Boy, there are people out there, though, man, who dig this, and they're big proponents, and they'll even lie to you on the air, too. I mean, you'll ask them, and I'm talking about some people who have called me in the past, you ask them the number one, well, I mean, have you ever been in combat? Yes. Yeah, come on.
Well, I tell you what, going through the military was a harrowing experience in itself, just going through the military, basic training, then all the, you know, the psychological effects that it does to you, and then to be thrown into a war when you're 20, 21 years old, and you know, you're coming from a rural area in Missouri, in my case, and you, you know, it was just a, I mean, it was, I think about that not every day, but there's a lot of times at Vietnam I flash back to it, and I think about, you know, how does it affect me today, and I'm 58 years old. And, you know, I'm sure it's still having an effect. You know, they had no post-traumatic syndrome, you know, even wasn't even discussed then, and hardly. When we come back, I mean, it was like just another day at the job.
Yeah.
Just go to another base and continue on, and nothing was ever said. And you know, I've got friends today that were in the Army that were combat veterans, and now they are really screwed up. I mean, I may be screwed up to some level, but, you know, one of my buddies is just, God, he's unreal. And, I mean, he is still fighting that war today. And he never had any psychological testing or help when he came back. And, you know, there's many veterans, you know, that are homeless that are fighting those wars on the street every day. And, you know, and our government just turns a blind eye, and it's terrible. You know, our veterans should be cared for. We went over there and we gave our bodies and we gave our soul and our heart for this United States. And then they turn around and just crap all over us. And Bush and all that administration is just showing how this government treats its veterans. And it's terrible. It is literally terrible. It's a disgrace.
Well, they talk big, but they act little.
That's exactly right.
You know, and that's the shame of it. Tom, thank you, man. Thank you for
bet,
your service,
Jake.
And thanks for the call.
You bet. Thanks for the show.
You bet. Thanks. All right. Boy, very moving call on his part. And they do. They have bloodthirst. Similar to Limbaugh. Like, let me focus on Limbaugh for a second. Similar to Limbaugh. Who, I don't know if he does this now, but he used to do it, lectures about family values. Yet how many times has he been married? same time. Or any of these folks. They're always good at telling you what to do, but they're lousy at doing it themselves. That's a big thing. So how can you totally and completely understand the commitment to leave home and go through all of this when you yourself, you've never done it? Betty in Englewood. Betty, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Yes, Betty.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Listen, I like the question that you're asking, and I don't really know the answer, but my thought was that these are vicarious glory seekers. And they don't have to put out any effort. They intend to get their glory from watching other people or promoting war, et cetera. And like that your previous caller said, they don't have any ability to empathize with other humans who've gone through the actual trauma of war.
Yeah, you think that's what it is?
I think it is.
Yeah,
I don't know how you can tell, but if we were able to psychoanalyze or analyze all these people, we might find that they are sociopaths, or they're people who would like to have a lot of glory, etc., but they don't have any qualities, abilities that would actually have them be able to get it themselves, so they get it vicariously by promoting war.
Yeah, through other people.
Through other people, yeah.
I hate to say this on the air, but it's really true. When you think about all of it, they just come across as big bags of wind.
I have a term for it, but I can't really tell you what it is over the air.
Well, I think I know what that term is. And yeah, I think that applies as well. But they're just like big bags of empty wind.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have no credentials.
They have no credentials. They have no ability to really accomplish anything. They're good at promoting themselves and getting other people to promote themselves, I think, probably because they just go on corporations to support them because they can say the right things. So they don't really have any real qualities of their own or any real skills of their own. They just go to the highest bidder.
Yeah. I've often wondered how people could, along with getting on the air in any medium or even in newspapers, even in print, and just lying.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell do these people sleep at night?
Well, they don't have any conscience. That's why it doesn't bother them. I used to work for a guy who I think was a pathological liar. He would say whatever he needed to say in order to get the sale, and it didn't matter to him that it was not true.
Yeah, unbelievable that people can live like that. Betty, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Uh-huh. Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
It's the psychology of the bully. These people are cowards. And the only way they can feel better about themselves is by picking on someone who is too weak to threaten them. They're bullies. They're
so,
cowards.
So essentially what you're saying is self-esteem.
That's a big part of it, but the money is the other part of it. They're making a ton of money. War's a racket, and they're making money on these wars.
Aren't you amazed by people like that?
A perfect example, just in the last couple of days, is Ann Coulter's mouth.
Oh, yeah, we ran that earlier in the morning.
Oh, my God, she comes out and says that she wants John Edwards to die in a terrorist attack, right? But then she tells Tom Hartman she's going to come on his show 10 minutes before, and then she doesn't even have the courage to get on the air and talk with him. She is a bully and a coward. She's a perfect example.
Yeah, we should play that clip over again. We really should because that clip's very, very revealing.
It sums up the whole list that you read off earlier. So she's a perfect spokesman for that whole list of people. They're bullies and they're cowards.
Yep. You know what, Kev? You're right. Hey, man. Great call. Glad you hung on.
Sure.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
9:18, 18 minutes after 9. Let me see if I can get this in real quick. This is from Stephen Centennial. Okay, here's Democrats that have served. Richard Gephardt, David Bonnier, Tom Daschle, Al Gore, Bob Kerry, Daniel Inouye, John Kerry, John Edwards, did not serve. Charles Rangel, Max Cleland, Ted Kennedy, Tom Harkin, Jack Reed, Fritz Hollings, Gray Davis, Pete Stark, Hal Heflin, George McGovern, Bill Clinton did not serve, Jimmy Carter, Walter Mondale, John Glenn, Wesley Clark, John Dingell, John Conyers, Dennis Hastert did not serve, Tom DeLay did not serve, House Whip Roy Blunt did not serve, Bill Frist did not serve, Rudy Giuliani, America's so-called quote-unquote mayor and Mr. 9/11, which is, of course is false, did not serve. George Pataki did not serve. Mitch McConnell did not serve. Rick Santorum did not serve. Trent Lott did not serve. Dick Cheney did not serve. John Ashcroft did not serve. Jeb Bush did not serve. Karl Rove did not serve. Saxby Chambliss, the man who attacked Max Cleland's patriotism, did not serve. Paul Wolfowitz did not serve. Vin Weber did not serve. Richard Pearl did not serve. Douglas Spife did not serve. Elliot Abrams did not serve. Richard Shelby did not serve. John Kyle did not serve. Tim Hutchinson did not serve. Christopher Cox did not serve. Newt Gingrich did not serve. Donald Rumsfeld served in the Navy. George W. Bush, 6 years in the National Guard. Ronald Reagan, the U.S. Army Air Corps. Gerald Ford, the Navy, World War II. Phil Graham did not serve. John McCain, of course, we know that he served. Chuck Hagel, we know that he served, too. Jeff Sessions served. J.C. Watts did not serve. Lindsey Graham served, and he was a JAG lawyer. George H.W. Bush, we know he served. He was a pilot in World War II, shot down. Tom Ridge, he did serve in Vietnam, won the Bronze Star. Anton Scalia did not serve. Clarence Thomas did not serve. How about pundits and preachers? Sean Hannity did not serve. Rush Limbaugh, you people, did not serve. Bill O'Reilly did not serve. Michael Wiener Savage did not serve. George Will did not serve. Chris Matthews, did not serve. Bill Bennett did not serve. Pat Buchanan did not serve. Although Pat Buchanan was not for the war in Iraq. Bill Kristol did not serve. Interesting, huh? And on this list does not include Mitt Romney, who also did not serve. 9:20 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic with Gina.
Philips is proud to sponsor Live Earth in their global movement to solve the climate crisis. Live Earth will take place on July 7th as 9 major cities from around the world will provide 24 hours of music to highlight the problems and solutions to climate change. Philips is providing sensible and simple solutions through energy-efficient lighting to help solve the problem of climate change. Join us in the movement to make a simple switch today. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote, buy, print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you've cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from esurance.com today.
MoveOn.org. But the name was already taken. Sunday morning between 9 and 11, we're going to kick it off. Two glorious hours of cars and car repair on Sunday morning. So get the coffee going and tune in and call in with all of your questions. My guest technicians will be in here, experts on hand, to answer your questions free of charge. The Auto Answer Man Sunday morning. It gets underway at 9 o'clock right here. See ya.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Brother Jimmy, 9:25, 25 minutes after 9. 30% chance of thunderstorms, high today 81. Phones 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. And here's Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I know we often disagree. Or I should say we usually disagree, but I do enjoy your show. I guess I just find fault with the premise that unless you have been in war or served in war, that you have no right to have an opinion on this. And that's sort of what I hear you saying, and ascribing horrible motives to people who have not served in war but yet may support this war.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this, that I think that you've got two levels of people involved. You've got those who support what's going on because they feel that it's their duty to do it, or they believe that what we are doing is sincerely right. And of course, you're right. I would strenuously argue with that. But you've also got people who are in another category, and the other category that they're in is they're cheerleaders or architects of the current foreign policy and the war in Iraq. Example would be Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Douglas Fife, Elliot Abrams. Then you've got somebody like Dick Cheney, who uses the most severe language known to any politician that I've ever run across, such as, if you don't agree with me, then there's got to be something wrong with your patriotism, that you don't support the troops. But you know what, Eddie, this is a guy who doesn't know what this is all about. He's never had to put his life on the line. He's never had to do any of these things. And I think it's a really serious, big-time decision to go out and to commit people to undergo war. I'm not against all war. I don't think anybody's against all, well, there are pacifists out there. But you know something? If you use military force, man, you better be damn sure of what you're doing. And to sit there and rah-rah and cheer-cheer when
you've never done it yourself. There's something wrong with that.
Well, I guess I didn't hear that from a number of your callers, and like I say, I can only I cannot imagine the horror of war.
Well, some of the people that you heard from, though, I think they've earned the right to make those statements, because guess what? They were Vietnam vets.
No, I agree. I cannot imagine what it must be like to be in that situation. But I also think it's a mistake to say that people cannot be in support of this war and yet having not served in war. I do not. Hey, let me give you a couple analogies, and you tell me if I'm wrong with this. I guess if using your reasoning or some of the reasoning of the callers who have been on this morning, if you've not seen what a fetus looks like after being ripped apart at 8 months, you can't comment on third trimester abortion. Or if you have not been in a homosexual relationship, you cannot comment on homosexual marriage. I guess that's sort of what I heard throughout this morning and from some of your callers, and I just think it's a really flimsy, shallow argument.
Well, you know something? I don't think that's the same case. And I think that what you've got here, and I'll say it again to you, and you're not going to agree with me, but I'll say it. You've got people, and you've got a national party that basically has promoted themselves and has pimped themselves on being tough, on being able to handle these circumstances, on being able to make the right decisions when it comes to this country's security. But then you peel this stuff back and you take a look, and how tough were they really? When you give somebody an answer that, where were you when it came to Vietnam, and their answer is, well, I got a deferment because I had other things to do. That's Dick Cheney, by the way. I'm just using him as an example. That's pretty sad. It's pretty sad to build an image and to be drawn to something and to wrap yourself in something when in reality you don't have the background to cover that. That would be like you and me going to the French Grand Prix and claiming that, well, we could drive a Renault. Well, what tracks have you been on? None. I mean, to me, it's a serious, serious matter. And you've got people who, it appears, and what they look like is, they're all mouth, and they've never seen any action. And it's the same thing with Rush Limbaugh and others who have plenty of time to lecture you, me, and everybody else about family values, about values, and about value voting, and about all of this values business. Meanwhile, how many times have these folks been married? How many extramarital affairs have they had? And P.S., there are a million people like me out there. Guess what, Ed? I married young. I made a mistake. But Mary and I have been together 27 years. I don't cheat. I'm extremely faithful. But yet I turn the radio on over there, and what do I hear? I don't have any values. Well, I've got more values than those people. I've got more values than Newt Gingrich. I wouldn't cheat on my wife if she were laying in a hospital dying of cancer. Would you?
No.
Okay, so don't sit there and tell me about what I don't. I'm not saying you personally, Eddie. Don't tell me what I don't and don't have. Don't sit here and lecture me about my patriotism. Don't lecture me about my flag. Don't lecture me about my morals. Don't lecture me about my values. Don't lecture me about any of that stuff. Because, as my mother used to say to me all the time, and I'm sure you've heard this too, you live in a glass house, you don't throw stones. And these people do a lot of stone throwing, and if you want to say that that's not true, and I know you're not that naive, you know it's true.
I would be the first to say that ascribing unpatriotic unpatriotism to people who oppose the war is wrong, or questioning their overall patriotism to this country is wrong. I don't know. You can disagree and still be in support of your country, and I think it's wrong to do that. But I also believe that you're sort of tiptoeing the same direction in terms of what you're doing, and I just do not make the connection between having.
I think it's real. I think
you have served in war before you can have an opinion.
I think you can have an opinion, and I think that every American should have an opinion, and I think that everybody should be informed.
But I'm not
tiptoeing. Who am I to judge? Because the difference is that I don't stand up in front of the national media. I don't stand up on the public airwaves, and I don't beat my chest and proclaim that we ought to go after Iran, that we should have gone into Iraq. I don't send other people's kids. I don't send other people's kids off to die, and it's always the same story. It's old men who send young kids off to die. That's the tragedy of it all. And not only that, their own families don't participate, do they? It's always some kid who's in, like, New Albany, Mississippi, who sees it as a chance to get a college education and a way to see the world, or a guy like my friend who was in the National Guard and then found himself deployed not once but twice over there. Hey, here's my question. When are Dick Cheney's kids going to be deployed? And speaking of that, Dick Cheney, who is Mr. Wrap My Arms Around Gay Bashing and about morals and being married, guess what? He's got a daughter who's not only gay, but she's got a kid from her partner. Now, these are the same people who say nothing when members of his own party beat people like his daughter up. You got to be a lowlife, oil pan-sucking whore in order to act that way. Because if I were talking about your daughter, Eddie, wouldn't you stand up and say something?
I think he has stood up and said...
He has never said... No. Okay, you know what? I'll bet you this. You go find it. You go provide it to me. And if I'm wrong, I'll pay you off. I'll take you to lunch.
I think he looks at that as a very private matter.
That's not... You know what? That's okay. But if you look at it as being a private matter, then keep your mouth shut about it. But he didn't keep his mouth shut about it. He didn't say anything. As a matter of fact, he stood up and he endorsed that platform and played to those people. That's even worse. That's even worse. That's like his wife, Lynn, Miss Morals, who writes pornographic novels. Go read the pages. They're smut. It's dirt. It's not literary. I know I'm getting excited, but you know what, man? I mean, this stuff just... And if there were Democrats who did it, Eddie, wrong on them, shame on them, too.
Well, again, we typically disagree on these things. We're sort of straying from the subject, but I'll throw it back at you in terms of my question regarding abortion. If you had not seen what a fetus looks like after it's been sucked out of a woman at 8 months, do you have any right to have any say at all on whether or not we should have third trimester abortions, Jay?
Yes, I think you have a right to have a say. I think you have a right to have a say about it if you're a woman, because in the end, it's a woman's body, and she's going to have to make that choice. And I also think that in some degrees, the man should have input in it. But I don't think that you or I should have input about a woman's choice and to be able to go to a woman and say to that woman,
you can't.
To,
you have to have seen it. You have to have looked at that fetus.
I've seen pictures. Haven't you?
I have, and I think it's a horrible thing. I think it's unbelievable.
You know, hey, listen, Eddie, let me tell you something. You talk about us not knowing anything about it. There's an abortion clinic in Denver where these sick perverts sit out there with these god-awful photographs and make people who drive by, including when you got kids in your car, look at that stuff, and then that isn't enough for them. They got to get up on ladders and yell into the clinic, "You're committing sin! You're going to hell!" Don't tell me about what I have and haven't seen, pal, because you know what? I've seen that. And let me ask you this real quick before I go get traffic. Suppose you're driving by with your kid in your car. How do you explain to your five-year-old what that is?
I would have no trouble at all explaining what abortion is.
You think five-year-olds should be seeing that kind of graphic photos?
Well, I would explain what they're doing.
No, I'm asking you a question. Do you think five-year-olds should be seeing those kind of graphic photos?
No, I do not think that.
Well, they're doing it. They're showing it in public. How would you like to live in that neighborhood?
I wouldn't want an abortion clinic in my neighborhood.
No, that's not what I asked you. I said, how would you like to live in that neighborhood, and you would have people out there with graphic signs so that anybody who walks by can see it?
Well, Jay, I've been in the neighborhood you're describing.
How about this? How about your five-year-old wants to play in the front yard and has to see a picture of a bloody fetus in a jar?
Well,
how's your home values doing there, Ed? See what I'm saying?
Well, I guess which is worse, seeing the pictures or actually doing it?
You know what I think? I think the whole thing is disgusting, the fact that there are people out there who think that they have that they are so morally superior and so morally right that they subject the rest of the world to that absolute garbage. I love you, Eddie. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Shay. We had a wreck involving an RTD vehicle, Alameda Platte River Drive, right near I-25. Still shaking loose southbound 25 downtown. It'll be a little sluggish for you, I-70 towards Spear. And westbound I-70, we've got pretty heavy traffic now between Washington Street and I-25. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies with scattered showers and a high of 82. Currently, it's a little overcast, 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760 Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house either July 18th or July 31st. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
9 to 11, we're going to talk cars, car repair, guest experts in studio to answer all of your questions, and a do-it-yourself hour beginning at 10 o'clock right here Sunday morning at 9. We'll see you then.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And we're both a little older. The unknown soldier.
Breakfast where the news is read, television, children fed, unborn living, living dead, bullets crash the helmet's head, and it's all over for this unknown soldier.
Yeah, no. You know, these Democrats, these liberals, they just have this, like, 1960s peace, love, and flower power hangover. When are they going to come into the post-9/11 world and realize that it's 2007? Well, I got news for you. I think we're there. A lot more there than some people I know. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 81, AM 760, Progressive Talk, open phones 303-713-7600. And let's go to Chaz in Highlands Ranch. Chaz, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm fine, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Hey, listen, I just wanted to say that, I just recently retired from the military within the last several years. And these chicken hawks just burn me up when they send our soldiers who, yes, they volunteer for their service, but they say they're over there defending their country. We're not defending anything over there. This is a war that they perpetuated based on their cowardice insecurities, and it just burns me up.
I can see where it would. I can see where it would bother you, and it should bother everybody. Everybody should be bothered by this, because I don't have any idea what we're accomplishing here except getting people killed.
And that's it. And then your last caller kept wanting to refer to the abortion issue on it. Nowhere, I'm pro-choice, but nowhere, at no time do I mandate that a pregnant woman gets into a car and goes, has an abortion, just because I've never participated in it. I may support it, but...
I think you and I are on the same page. I think we support a woman's right to choose it. We would hope that she would not, and that in the end result, we realize that she's got to make the decision, because after all, it's about her.
Exactly. Well, Jay, I just wanted to let you know that I support you 100%. Enjoy what you're doing, and keep on doing it.
Thanks, Chaz, and thanks for your service to the country, and I appreciate the call. It makes me proud to know you're out there.
You bet, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. You didn't even have to call me sir. Brian in Fort Collins. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in here. After Chaz's call, I feel pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I think that we're really blessed to have such great listeners on the station that have participated in previous wars and stuff and can relay those experiences. My question for you is if you're familiar with the prophecies of the Elders of Zion.
I've heard about it, and I've read about it, and I don't put much stock in it.
Yeah, I didn't at first, but the other day an article I was reading brought them to my attention again, and reading through it, they're very much almost verbatim what the blueprint that the Bush administration has gone to in terms of controlling the media to the point where you only have a few different media moguls that control everything that's going out there, which I think all your listeners could agree with that that's going on, and then even to the point of this new tax stamp that they're putting on small newspapers. And the main thing that that's going to affect are these local union papers, where they're going to have to, no longer be able to afford to send out local union newspapers because the cost of sending them out is going to basically triple.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the protocols of the elders of Zion. That's called unregulated capitalism and doing business, and that's what's called having a government that is in the pocket of business interests.
Absolutely.
To the point where it's unbalanced.
Right, and then the other things are that they point out about creating diseases that run rampant and are starting to affect the populace, which you look at the autism rates, the cancer rates, and all these other rates that are just shooting
through
the roof.
But that has, that is, once again, that has nothing to do with the protocols of the elders of Zion. What that has to do with is advanced technology and science, and the fact that we can detect this stuff now at a much earlier rate than we could, say, a generation or even 5 years ago or 20 years ago, and that, unfortunately, there have been people in this country who have been extremely careless in handling a lot of these things and have let it get into the streams, into the groundwater, But we've discovered all of this now because science has advanced at a rapid rate, and what you've got is you've got people who want to trump science with mythology, and they want to trump science a lot of times with religion, and they don't want to recognize what's going on. But these things were bound to happen. I mean, go read Rachel Carson's Silent Spring.
Oh, I have read that, and you know, I've also read a lot of other books that you know that present viewpoints, I guess I would say. Really, the one that impacted me the most when I was reading it, you know, just recently, is one of the final protocols where you put someone into power that shows such utter incompetence that the entire country basically loses all faith in the government. And you know, if that can't be said about what's going on right now, you know.
Well, that can be said about what's going on right now, but it's also not the first time this has happened.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But you know, I was just reading through it the other day, and you know, it's like checking off the checklist. And you know, I would suggest you maybe revisit the protocols. And
I don't have any need to revisit them because I don't think that they have any bearing on what's going on, and I don't think that anybody has laid out a blueprint for this. I think what it is, it's a direct consequence of something that has been going on in this country for a long, long time, and that is that conservatives and the ultra-right have been trying to beat the New Deal for years, and we've had these things happen before, but we're about ready to turn a corner, and we will turn a corner in 08. Brian, thank you.
Great.
I appreciate it, man.
I think the...
All right, thanks. 9:49, traffic now with... Dick Morgan.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Here.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Freddie Labrato, Adolf, and Juan out there, and Gerard Menard, and all of the people who work at Rockies, because that's what they do. They treat you with respect, and they give you the attention that you deserve. Their matching down incentive is going on right now. They've got over 650 vehicles on the lot. This is the largest selection of clean late model vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can see the inventory on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com, or you can go there in person. And if you show up a little bit after 9, don't worry about it. They'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're no fly-by-night organization, and they've been around a long time, and that's because they know how to treat people. Rockies Autos. Go see my friends out there. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I use Dr. Scholl's corn removers. Two treatments, and my corns were history.
Two treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as two treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starling.
Oh, I want to fire up my black light. 9:54. Actually, I lied. It's 9:55. 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, and Tom Hartman here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Chance thunderstorms. High today 81. It just looks weird outside. Maybe I'll go get my car washed again, and that'll guarantee that it'll rain. So I did it yesterday. I got my car washed. What happened? It rained. Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Hey. I wanted to agree with you about this chicken hawk thing. I hear plenty of these people all the time, and especially, have you heard the younger students in college or guys who are doing their graduate degrees, and they buy this neocon stuff and they support it, but what happens if you ask them, what happens if whether the draft comes? Oh, no, we don't need a draft. I don't want a draft because that'll interfere with my education stepping up the corporate ladder.
Well, all young Republicans who are of college age should go down right now and volunteer.
Yeah, and the other thing is I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I was lucky enough not to get over in Vietnam, but I served in Europe. And Europe at the time was no Club Med, and you know, in the '60s, and I saw a lot of crap being pulled there too. Because I knew guys who from Denver who had connections with congressmen, and they got stationed over in Europe, or like there was a neighbor who was down, and he had some political connections with his dad. He wound up as a clerk typist in NATO headquarters in Paris.
Well, that's the same thing as there were people in this country who got out of having to go because their father or somebody in their family sat on their local draft board.
And made sure that they got assigned somewhere properly.
Yep, that's exactly right. Ron, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Let's go to Don in Aurora. Don, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Don.
Hey, Jay, it was a pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted a couple quick things. One was, I think it was maybe a couple years ago when Dick Cheney came out and said how disingenuous it was of the Democratic Party to come out and be against this war, how disingenuous it was to the troops, and that's such a transparent statement by somebody like Dick Cheney. Like you said, the guy had better things to do when it was his turn to serve. And also, Jay, about the author Wyckoff, about the book was Chasing Ghosts, about looking for weapons of mass destruction, and Wyckoff said that how this war is going to set the military back at least 10, maybe even longer, just for the military to build back up again. So
yeah, it's not only going to set the military back, but you know something, it's going to set the whole country back.
Yeah, it sure has, no doubt about it, man.
But we're going to move it forward because I'll tell you something. Every day the sun comes up, there's hope you can do something, and we're going to do something.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it, Jay. All right, man.
Okay,
appreciate
man.
You have a good one now.
Appreciate it. Thanks. All right, that's it for this morning. I appreciate you being here. You know what we didn't get to? We didn't get to the bong hits for Jesus case, and I've been trying to get to that for 2 days, and we'll try to get to that plus other stuff tomorrow. Tom Hartman is coming up next. Have yourself a really fine day, and stay out of the rain. Because, you know, I'm going to go wash my car, and that will guarantee that it will rain. Trust me, you'll see. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
It's the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There will be activities for all ages.